From SRP Park in North Augusta, South Carolina, this is Augusta Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. Hi, everyone. Mitchell Speltz with you once again in the CSRA North Augusta as we get set for the fifth game of this six-game set. Green Jackets and River Dogs, but the Green Jackets changing up the identity tonight. They'll be the Pimento Cheese. Augusta Pimento Cheese will be their name for tonight as they've got the pinstripes on to represent the Pimento Cheese of Augusta. So we'll refer to that all night long. They'll be taking on a Charleston team who picked up their first win of the series yesterday by winning 6-2. Did exactly what they haven't been able to do the first three games. They got ahead and stayed ahead. It was a 6-2 wire-to-wire win for the River Dogs. Green Jackets just unable to come against some good pitching yesterday from Antonio Jimenez and Austin Vernon. The two combined to give up just two runs in the nine innings on the mound. Today, though, Christian Fernandez will get the start for Charleston against left-hander Chris Englund. As the lefty for Augusta has thrown the ball well at times this year, coming off a tough week, though, in Columbia. A pair of short starts. He'll look to right that ship here tonight on another hot one. From North Augusta, he'll look to get himself back in the win column against a tough Charleston lineup who's been held in check for most of the week. See if they can get back on winning ways and clinch a series win here tonight. We're just getting started here on the On Deck Show. We'll take a break and come back with more here from Augusta next on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Tax refund. Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Continue on the On Deck Show, built by TaxSlayer. Your refund is waiting from SRP Park. Charleston River Dogs and the Augusta Pimento Cheese tonight here from SRP Park. Let's now check out our probable pitcher report. First for the River Dogs, they've got a good one on the mound. 22-year-old right-hander Christian Fernandez. His first full season of pitching since 2019. No pitching in 2020 due to COVID. 2021, lost the whole year due to an injury. He's back, and he's been dominant, 4-1 this year with a .229 earned run average. He faced the Green Jackets in a starting role back on May the 20th and threw four innings of one-run baseball, five hits, and struck out to what is currently a season-best eight strikeouts in that four-inning performance. For the Pimento Cheese today, it'll be Chris Englund getting the call on the mound. Left-hander has tried to find a way to right the ship as a starter, coming off a tough week on the road in Columbia, made two starts, only lasted two-thirds of an inning in his first outing last weekend, what was a loss for him. Pitched well Sunday, but very brief. He had a little bit of an illness that knocked him out in the second inning. Didn't allow any runs or hit during that stretch. However, got taken out early. What was an eventual walk-off loss for the Green Jackets on Sunday. He will face the River Dogs for the second time this season. We continue more on the On Deck Show built by TaxSlayer. We return next. Let's take a drive around the league on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Collected his seventh multi-hit game of the season as he continues his excellent month of June.
Green Smile and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet. Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
AU.
Mitchell Spelt's back with you on the On Deck Show, built by TaxSlayer from SRP Park. River Dogs and the Pimento Cheese. Augusta changing up their identity for tonight and their specialty celebration here at SRP Park. Now time for our drive around the league presented by Easy Go. Let's look at some Carolina League scores. What's a busy Saturday. A couple doubleheaders in there, including one going on right now in Fayetteville. Woodpeckers lead the Kannapolis Cannonballers 5-3. Well, it's been a bit of a struggle for the Woodpeckers as of late. They have lost their last five games. However, they're on the verge of snapping that losing streak right now, as it's currently a 5-3 game. Fayetteville on top in the top of the seventh. Game two will follow a half hour after. In Columbia, Carolina got off to a 3-0 lead after a win yesterday, but Columbia just dropped five in the bottom of the fourth. They lead in game one of that series 5-3 in the top of the fifth. That's game one of a doubleheader. They'll also have another game coming up a half hour after. Other games scheduled for 6:05, Delmarva at Salem, and Myrtle Beach is hosting Fredericksburg. Lynchburg is at Down East tonight, or that's the other way around. Lynchburg hosting Down East at 6:30 p.m. So with now five games to go in the first half, here's what the standings look like, getting close at the top of both divisions. Myrtle Beach still holds serve, two games up on Charleston at 43-18. River Dogs are 41-20, two back off the pace. Augusta is nine back in third at 34-27. They'll look to make a second half run. Fayetteville currently 27-32. Kannapolis is 26-34 in fifth place, one game back of Fayetteville. Columbia is in dead last at 18-42. North Division insanely tight with five to go. Carolina is at the top at 31-29, but they have a half game lead over three teams. Fredericksburg, Lynchburg, and Salem are all 31-30. Down East is in fifth, but they're only a game and a half back at 30-31. They've had a good week in Lynchburg. Only team out of it is Delmarva, who is 20-40. Braves minor league scoreboard today includes Gwinnett hosting Indianapolis at 6:05, same time as us here tonight. Also, Rome is at Asheville. The Tourists have had the upper hand on the Braves in that series so far, despite a big 22-run outburst a few nights ago. Mississippi home against Birmingham at 7:05 p.m. Atlanta Braves have now lost two consecutive games, dropped another one in Wrigley Field today. Cubs beat them 6-3, the final score. We've got another break here on the On Deck Show built by TaxSlayer. When we come back, we'll check out the starting lineups for the River Dogs and the Pimento Cheese here in Game 5 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
We're getting set. Game five, Augusta and Charleston, as we get looking at the starting lineups tonight, presented by SRP as we continue here on the On Deck Show. First, for the visiting Charleston River Dogs, 41-20 this season. They're currently two games back of first place Myrtle Beach with five games to play in the first half. Blake Butera is their manager, and they are the single-A affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays. In the leadoff spot today, designated hitter Mason Auer. Batting second, shortstop Carson Williams. Willie Vasquez back in the lineup. He bats third at third base. In the cleanup spot, center fielder Nick Schnell. Batting fifth, first baseman Nathan Perry. Doing the catching and batting sixth, Luis Leon. In the seventh spot is the left fielder Logan Allen. O'Neill Manzueta bats in the eighth spot. He's playing right field. And rounding it out for Charleston is second baseman Jeffrey Marte. Once again, for the River Dogs, it's Auer, Williams, Vasquez, Schnell, Perry, Leon, Allen, Manzueta, and Marte. Starting pitcher for Charleston is right-hander Christian Fernandez from Venezuela, international free agent signing back in 2016. His first full season of pitching since 2019. And now for the Augusta Pimento Cheese tonight, disguised for the Green Jackets as they perform in their specialty pinstripes to celebrate the Augusta Pimento Cheese. They are currently 34-27 on the season. They're led by Nestor Perez in his first year as manager, and they are the single-A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. In the leadoff spot today, third baseman Geraldo Quintero. Batting second is the shortstop Cal Conley. Brandon Mosqueda bats third. He's in right field. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter Brandon Parker. Batting fifth, center fielder Stephen Polini. In the sixth spot is the first baseman Braulio Vasquez. Brian Klein bats seventh. He's at second base. In the eighth spot, catcher Victor De Hoyos. And the nine hitter is the left fielder Caden Morton. One more time for the Green Jackets, Quintero, Conley, Mosqueda, Parker, Polini, Vasquez, Klein, De Hoyos, and Morton. Starting pitcher for Augusta is left-hander Chris Englund. He's going to be making his sixth start, 11th appearance on the year. 4.5 earned run average with a 3-3 record and just 22 1/3 innings this year for the left-hander. Now time for the Augusta University Injury Report presented by Augusta University Health. As it remains, just one Green Jacket currently on the injured list. That would be Landon Leach. Umpires for tonight, Charles Welling is on the base paths. Jalen Goodman is behind home plate. He will call the balls and strikes. We've got one final break here from SRP Park. When we come back, Green Jackets disguised as the Pimento Cheese tonight take on the Charleston River Dogs. Game 5 is next on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
We know that kids don't
Today in Augusta,
The lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get four lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credit stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Welcome into SRP Park. Mitchell Speltz with you from North Augusta, South Carolina. It's the Augusta Pimento Cheese tonight hosting the Charleston River Dogs, game 5 of 6 here in the CSRA. It's another hot one, but a good one for baseball, as Augusta is going to take another crack at securing a series win against their nemesis. Won the first three, but Charleston got on the board yesterday with a 6-2 win. Good pitching for the River Dogs. Look to replicate that tonight. Chris England, however, going to try and settle things down for Augusta. Left-hander makes his sixth start of the season. Comes in with an earned run average of just under 4.5. He's 3-3 this year. One of those wins came as a starter his last time he was here, as he picked up a win against the Kannapolis Cannonballers, but trying to bounce back after a couple of short starts last week against the Columbia Fireflies. He'll get this left today for Charleston, set up by manager Blake Butera. Mason Auer in the leadoff spot, followed by Carson Williams and Willie Vasquez, who returns to the lineup after a day off. In the middle, Nick Schnell, Nathan Perry, and Luis Leon, Logan Allen, O'Neill Mansueta, and Jeffrey Marte, the bottom third of the River Dogs batting order. Pimento Cheese defense tonight looks like this. Caden Morton is in left field with Stephen Pellini roaming in center. Brandel Mesquita is the right fielder. Third to first on the infield for the Green Jackets is Geraldo Quintero, Cal Connolly, Brian Klein, and Braulio Vasquez. Victor De Hoyo is doing the catching today for Chris England. Jalen Goodman is the home plate umpire. On the bases is Charles Welling. Road uniforms for Charleston today. Road grays, navy blue numbers, gold trim with the blue ball caps. The Pimento pinstripes for Augusta today. And their specialty uniforms. As England's set and ready to go on another hot one here from North Augusta. Auer against the lefty England. And we are ready to go on this Saturday night. First pitch from the southpaw, foul back, and off we go. Right at 6:05 local time. Fielding game conditions today, mostly sunny. Some clouds up there, 94 degrees at first pitch, with a steady wind blowing out towards right field at the moment. 0-1 pitch is outside. One ball and one strike. But the key thing today is not as much humidity, if any at all. Just a little breeze, not a bad night for baseball. 1-1 pitch is yanked foul near the bullpen. Look out. Nobody flinched down there. Got a few pimento cheese sitting down there today. None of them flinched as it just went a feet over their head. Quickly 1-2 to Mason Hour, the designated hitter for the River Dogs today, getting a break defensively. 1-2 pitch is a called strike three as Hour backdoors one against Mason Hour. Gets him on four pitches to start off the night. Good sign for Chris Anglin. A couple short starts from last week in Columbia. Had a tough time getting through the first inning in the opening start on Tuesday's appearance in Columbia, but then got the call in the finale and left in the second inning dealing with an illness. Was throwing the ball well, though. It's Carson Williams now with the bases empty. First pitch to the shortstop is down and in. One ball and no strikes. River Dogs used two early runs in the first inning. Williams had his fingerprints all over him, including an RBI triple to start things off. 1-0 pitch. That one drops in for a strike. Turned him back with a changeup. One ball, one strike. Williams an opening inning triple. He brought in a run. Then he eventually scored on a sac fly. River Dogs did not give up their lead the rest of the night. Break-even pitch, a swing and a miss. Change-up again, one ball and two strikes. Good four-pitch mix for Anglin. He's got a fastball around 90 miles an hour with the cruising speed, along with a curveball slider change-up combo. 1-2, it's in the dirt, doing breaking ball, 2-2. Favors the curve over the slider, and he's used that change-up a few times here in the first couple batters. Has a two-ball, two-strike count to the talented Charleston shortstop, Carson Williams. Here's the 2-2. A deep liner to left, moving over Morton. He looks up, and it is a home run, and it's 1-0 Charleston on Williams' eighth home run of the year. Give him 30 RBIs as well, as that one was smoked, and it just got over the top of the yellow padding. It's out of here, and Charleston's got another first inning lead, courtesy of their shortstop. Couldn't tell if initially if they would bounce back in off the yellow pad or if it went over the top and off the fencing. If it did that, which it did, it is a home run. And as a result, the River Dogs are up 1-0 on the home run against Anglin. Now Willie Vasquez to the box. He takes a strike around the outside corner as he starts him with a changeup. A good piece of two-strike hitting by Carson Williams. 0-1 pitch in the dirt. One ball, one strike. Guy has done a little bit of everything in this series. Now his eighth home run of the year. He's got 12 triples, or I should say 12 doubles and 8 triples, including one yesterday. And the 1-1 pitch to Vasquez is yanked foul. And the count is 1-2. You get to see Vasquez back in there. Missed yesterday's game. Left early with an injury a couple nights ago on Thursday. 1-2 pitch off into the bat and popped up. Cal Conley fighting the sun. Brian Klein is also there. He'll call him off and make the catch in shallow center field. And there are two away. Conley looked like he wanted that one, but couldn't really find it off the bat. Brian Klein, the well-positioned, saw it immediately. Called off his shortstop. A couple of Texas Tech Red Raiders. And that'll be Nick Schnell with the River Dogs on top. 1-0 here in the first inning after the one-out home run by Carson Williams. And now a guy who's had a great series, Nick Schnell, to the plate in the cleanup role today against the left-hander. Takes a first-pitch strike as he gives him the curveball. Schnell had one of the longest home runs here in SRP Park in the later innings of yesterday's game. 0-1 pitch is yanked to right field. That one's going to get over the top of Brian Klein and down for a hit. And he just continues to hit. Continues the inning for Nathan Perry as he pulled the hands in and ballooned it over the top. Brian Klein for the second River Dog hit of the inning. But Anglin's still sitting in a good spot, though. Yeah, he's really pitched well this year when his team has been ahead. Different story, though, when he's been behind. But that's the case for a lot of pitchers, though. Another lefty-on-lefty matchup favoring Anglin. He'll throw over to first, and back standing with not much of a lead is Schnell. Any pitcher will tell you it's easier to throw when you have a lead to work with. You got a little more margin for error. Can look to throw more strikes and not try to pitch with more finesse. Anglin deals the first pitch to Perry, and he fires a strike. Inside corner at the knees, nothing in one. Perry getting the call as the first baseman today, DH last night. 0 for 2 to start, but finished the night with back-to-back hits, 2 for 4 overall. 0-1 offering is a jam shot fly ball, hit to left. Morton went back, now has to charge in, but he'll have plenty of time to catch up as he will make the grab as he continues to fight the sun. So a home run from Carson Williams gets Charleston on the board. Pimento Cheese coming up for the first time. 1-0 River Dogs after a half inning on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Great smile. And Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Charleston leads 1-0 after a half inning to play. Carson Williams gets the River Dogs on the board with a solo home run, setting the way for Christian Fernandez, right-hander from Venezuela, making his fifth start, 13th appearance. He's been very good in a comeback season. 4-1 this year, with a 2-3 ERA. He has faced the Green Jackets once and threw four innings against them, striking out a career-high 8 in that appearance. He'll get this lineup for the Green Jackets, I should say, the Pimento Cheese tonight in their pinstripe uniforms. Geraldo Quintero will lead it off today. Cal Conley and Brandel Mesquita. Brandon Parker, Stephen Pelini, and Braulio Vasquez in the middle. Brian Klein, Victor De Hoyos, and Caden Morton, the bottom three for Augusta. As Quintero gets set to lead things off, home plate umpire, and Jalen Goodman stop and play for a second. Not sure. Oh, Miles Schroeder forgot his helmet. Got to have that out there. Extra sense of protection. He's good. Sometimes you don't even know. Had the hat on and feels just like the helmet. He's good. I'll jog it down to first, and Quintero will dig in against right-hander Christian Fernandez. Big-time right-handed thrower. Feeling from the windup to start. First pitch to Quintero is down and in for ball one. Green Jackets in the home white Pimento Cheese uniforms today with the pinstripes. I dig them. 1-0 offering is outside. Two balls and no strikes. Quintero hitting yesterday's game. Back in the leadoff spot where he spent a lot of time to begin the season. Now has been that nearly everyday three-hitter. 2-0 pitch is inside from Fernandez. 3-0. Caleb Durbin's got a day off today. As Fernandez finds himself down early to Quintero, the 3-0 pitch is way outside. It's a four-pitch walk to start the game for Christian Fernandez. Just the start the Pimento Cheese were looking for. Got the leadoff man on. Now it'll be Cal Conley, who's coming off one of his best games in his young career. Quietly put together a 4-for-4 night yesterday. Gets lost in the shuffle a little bit when you're playing from behind. But Conley, three singles and a double in last night's game. First four-hit performance of his career. As Fernandez kicks and throws to the switch hitter, and he fires the strike, his first of the night. To get up on the two-hitter, nothing and one. River Dogs with a 1-0 lead. Carson Williams, the counterpart shortstop for Charleston, from first inning damage on a liner over the wall and left. 0-1. A swing and a miss. There goes Quintero. Throw is high, and Geraldo's going to slide in there safely. Had a big jump, and Leon didn't catch it right away. And Quintero, a walking lead into second, able to swipe it for an easy stolen base. Pitch was a strike to Conley. It's now 0-2. As Quintero has stolen base number 14, picked a good pitch to run on. In the scoring position, just like that for Cal. Chokes up a little bit. Fernandez checks second base and deals the 0-2. A tapper back towards the right side of the infield. Be played by Jeffrey Marte, who will throw out Conley for the first out. Gives us a chance to introduce the rest of the defense for Charles as Quintero moves to the third. Logan Allen in left field, with the center fielder being Nick Schnell. In right field, O'Neill Mansueta. Willie Vasquez back in there defensively at third base. Carson Williams is at short. Jeffrey Marte at second with Logan Perry, I should say, over at first. Nathan Perry with Luis Leon catching Christian Fernandez. And a 1-0 lead for Charleston. Quintero stands at third. Brandon Mesquita the batter. First pitch coming is a breaking ball. Slowly chopped towards third. Charging Vasquez. He's going to boot this one in fair territory, and they're not going to get anybody. Might have best bet let that one go. It looked like that was going to go foul, but the Green Jackets or Pimento Cheese will take it as they have a 1-1 tie on the RBI by Mesquita. That one might be deemed an error, but likely an RBI anyway for Mesquita. Now Vasquez was running really parallel down towards home plate with Quintero and got crossed up a little bit. He bobbled the bouncer. Looked like that one was going to twist foul. They have gifted the Pimento Cheese a run there. Regardless, they'll take it. Tied up at one as Mesquita finds himself on. Tough one to score, I'll tell you that much. We'll see what they come up of it. As the first pitch to Brandon Parker's up and in as Fernandez a little shaky with the command in this first inning. Got a pair of ground balls in the infield. The stolen base gets Geraldo Quintero all the way home after he walked on four pitches. They throw over to first, and they got Mesquita leaning, and he just got tagged out. A late jump back to first, and he gets tagged out by Perry at first, and Mesquita is wiped out for the second out. A tough out to take there for Augusta. Had a great start to Franz Fernandez. The infield hit in the walk, but now Mesquita wiped out. Looked like he might have been thinking about stealing one. 1-0 pitch to Parker is off the outside corner, 2-0. They did award Mesquita, however, with a hit, so he gets a single to his line along with the RBI to tie up this game at one. 2-0 pitch. Parker takes strike one right along the outside corner. Two balls and one strike. And the power hitter, Brandon Parker. 2-1 offering, breaking ball, ripped foul as it hops into the Green Jacket dugout. I have to keep a tally going how many times I called the Pimento Cheese the Green Jackets tonight. Might get better as the game goes on, I'm sure of it. 2-2 pitch, a swing and a fly ball deep to left field, and that one's going to fly a long home run for Brandon Parker. It makes it 2-1 Pimento Cheese. Another barreled shot for the cleanup man, and Parker continues to roll, and Augusta has a first inning lead as they snatch it back from the River Dogs. The man is on fire. An infield hit gets an RBI. Parker got all of that one, and Augusta's got their first lead of the ball game. His fourth home run, and Parker is on some kind of roll right now. Stephen Pliny now with two outs, takes a pitch inside for a ball. 1-0 to the Green Jacket center fielder. This is going to be a long night in this department, I'm telling you. We'll try our best. 1-0 pitch, foul back, 1-1. Just so we're not getting people confused tonight. And Augusta in the Pimento Cheese uniforms. They'll be auctioned off after the game. 1-1 pitch, a roller towards second. Marte moves over to his right to pick it up. He'll flip to first and get Pelini for the final out. But Augusta scores twice on an infield hit by Brandon Mesquita and a solo home run with two outs by Brandon Parker. And we're through and into play. It's the Pimento Cheese 2, River Dogs 1 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
As we enter the top of the second inning from Augusta, an RBI single on the infield for Brandel Mesquita, solo home run, fourth of the year for Brandon Parker, makes it 2-1, spotting Chris Englund a one-run lead. Luis Leon, the sixth hitter, starts it for Charleston. First pitch curveball misses from Chris Englund, one ball, no strikes, to the switch hitting catcher. Two hits manufacture two runs for Augusta in the opening frame. 1-0 pitch on his front foot, got Leon chasing one. On a slow-moving breaker again, one ball and one strike. Carson Williams, a homer on the top half of the inning. Brandon Parker finishes the bottom half with one of his own. Break-even pitch, a slow tapper towards third. Quintero going to charge. He gloves, fires it up. It's a high throw that goes in and out of the glove for Braulio Vasquez. A play that had difficulty written all over it. Quintero fighting the sun a little bit while the play was going on, backed up initially. Maybe cost him a few seconds on that one. Rushed the throw and airmailed it. We'll see how that one is scored. Imagine that might end up being an error. Something Augusta hasn't done a whole lot of lately. They have been as clean defensively as any team in the league. Only one error over the last nine games. As a result, they've won seven of them. A tough play on both ends as Quintero had to rush the throw. Here's Logan Allen. He takes a strike on a bullseye from Chris Englund. E5 on Geraldo Quintero on the high throw. Vasquez, even if he pulls it down clean, don't think they're going to get Leon. 0-1 the count. Englund a couple checks to first base. Deals the pitch. It's a jam shot fly ball to center. Pelini charges in on it. Loses the cap but catches the ball for the first out. And that wind blowing a little bit right in his face as he charged in on that. Took the hat off. Makes the catch though. One away in the Charleston half of inning number two.
Right fielder, number 17, O'Neill Mansueta.
Third fly ball out, produced by Chris Englund tonight. That's the Penochi's left-hander. Steps off the mound and takes an extra breath. Had a tough week in Columbia, especially on Sunday, and what was the hottest game of the series. Left in the second after throwing well to start, but dealt with an illness. It's about a week worse or less, and now here he is back as the first pitch to O'Neill Mansueta as a check swing in the dirt went around, and it's 0-1. This is a guy who's thrown the ball really well this year to start, had that injury-less stint back in the middle of April, and as a result has really tried to find his footing ever since. He's really thrived as a reliever this year. Long-term projects as a starter was four-pitch mix. 0-1 pitch, got him waving at one again. But went down the dirt quickly, nothing in two, as Mansueta struggling to see the ball in this at-bat. Not a big velocity guy as Englund, but he commands the zone very well and also gets a lot of weak contact, does not have a high batting average against him. 0-2. A swing and a foul by Mansueta, climbed the ladder and sends one back to the screen. 0-2. That's the thing about Englund. He's got a 3-3 record this year. In just 22 and a third innings, opponents are hitting .188. Has not allowed much for hits. Has walked 17. At times that has come back to hurt him, but so far so good tonight. 0-2 pitches in the dirt and under the five hole of Victor De Hoyos. It'll get to the backstop and up to second base goes Luis Leon. Might be a pass ball. We'll see. De Hoyos getting his first call behind the dish for Augusta. In about a month, he spent some time in Gwinnett. The AAA squad now back here. And Augusta working as the backup catcher to Adam Zabrowski after the release of Roosburg Estrada earlier this week. So DeHoyos is going to see some time behind the plate. Guy's played well. He's had the opportunity. Pitchers love throwing to him. Good clubhouse guy. Everyone was excited to see him back in Augusta. 1-2 pitch. A foul back again by Mansueta. A couple good rips at some. Sends him straight back as he's just underneath. One ball, two strikes. Returned to the lineup today after yesterday off. Augusta and Charleston each finished with 9 hits in the game. It was the River Dogs who had plus 4 in the run department, winning 6-2 in their first win of the week here. 1-2. And Sueda takes one down and away, threw him a breaking ball, 2-2. Augusta with a win today or tomorrow could clinch a series victory against Charleston. Did not have that in any of their series last year. River Dogs won them all. On 24 of the 30 meetings. 2-2. Breaking ball, got him to wave at one. Good pitch by Anglin. A little shrug, maybe not what they intended initially, but it works out as Anglin strikes out Mansueta. Second K for him here in the early going. Now the 9-hitter, Jeffrey Marte, oh bad. Kind of left one up there. Missed the spot. That's why the shrug came out from Anglin, but as long as you get the results. Two gone. 2-1 Pimento Cheese on top of the Charleston River Dogs. As Marte bats from the left side. Anglin checks second base. Pitch home is a strike right on the inside corner.
Second baseman Jeffrey Marte.
Plays to him right on the inside corner. Backed him out a little bit. All spotted by Anglin. Good spot to live. And that inside par. Most hitters struggle with that inside pitch, especially in their younger years. A one pitch, a bouncer towards second. It's going to get by Brian Klein into right center field. And it'll tie up the goal game as Luis León will score from second base. And the leadoff error comes back to haunt Augusta as we are tied at 2. The number 9 hitter, Jeffrey Marte, who's had a tough series so far. Strikes one well on a few hops past Brian Klein. And we are tied up at 2. Going to be an unearned run against Chris Anglin. Got a long way to go yet. That could happen. You figure it's going to take more than 2 runs anyway to win. Back to the top for Charleston and Mason Auer. Anglin's first pitch to him is up and away. One ball, no strikes on his 33rd pitch. Got through the first and 5 batters. Auer is the 5th batter of this inning. Struck out looking against Anglin to start the game. He got him on 4 pitches. Throw it to first. It's a low throw, but Vasquez picks it up. One ball, no strikes. The designated hitter for Auer. He's had some big cuts in this series, but for the most part, Augusta's been able to contain him. He's gotten his, but he's limited the damage. 1-0 pitch is outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Has a hit in 3 of the 4 previous games. The one game he did not was in Wednesday's game. Augusta won that one Wednesday afternoon 4-0 behind a pitching masterpiece of J.J. Necro. Tyler Owens also contributed a 9-out save. 1-0 offering is zipped down the left field line, and that will get into the corner. Warren's going to try and dig it up quick. It bounces by him, and that's going to lead to another run. Marte takes the turnaround third. He will score from first base on an RBI double by Mason Auer. It's now 3-2 Charleston. Got it down the left field line past Geraldo Quintero, but when it kicked off the corner wall, it jumped by Caden Morton, not able to play it clean, and as a result, Marte was able to score. Otherwise, he's probably at third base. Once Blake Butera saw that, he put the go-ahead sign on for his base runner in Marte. Augusta now with back-to-back 2-out knocks from Marte and Auer find themselves back down by 1. Nothing Caden Morton can do about that one. You never know how that ball is going to bounce when it goes into that corner. It could take those big jumpers by you. It can die down there. And a guy who's a sure-handed outfielder just got played on a tough one up along the wall. And Auer's got another extra base hit, and as a result, it puts Charleston back in front in what's been a back-and-forth affair to start this one. It'll give Carson Williams an at-bat as there's some bodies moving down into the Pimento Cheese dugout, or I should say bullpen. At the 4th hit for Charleston against Chris Anglin. As Williams comes to the plate.
Correction, shortstop Carson Williams.
Now that run that also came across unearned as well. Now they can be key here. Make your pitchers work a little harder. As Anglin checks second base. Decent lead for Auer out there. First pitch to Williams. It's off the end of the bat and flied into shallow right. Going back, Vasquez and Klein. Mesquita comes in. It'll be Brandall Mesquita making the snag to end the inning. But two unearned runs score for Charleston. As a result, they retake the lead. And through an inning and a half, it's the River Dogs 3, Pimento Cheese 2 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Charleston back in front. A couple unearned runs score in the top of the second. 3-2 River Dogs over the Pimento Cheese as Braulio Vasquez leads it off against the right-hander. First pitch coming from Fernandez is down and away. One ball, no strikes to the first baseman for Augusta. RBIs by Jeffrey Marte and Mason Auer. In the last half inning, puts Charleston back in front as Vasquez had a big cut, but he missed. As Fernandez gets the count even to one ball, one strike. He's looking for a bounce back inning. Two runs against him in the opening frame on RBIs by Brandall Mesquita and the home run by Brandon Parker. Break even pitch, a floating breaking ball that lands on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2. Quickly deals the 1-2 pitch. It's popped up foul behind home, right side near the dugout. Playable for Luis Leon or the first baseman, and it will be him instead as Nathan Perry calls off his catcher. Much easier play for a corner infielder than a catcher to try and make something in foul territory, especially with the catcher's mitt. Just trying to get yourself underneath. Ryan Klein with the bases empty, still one out in the Pimento Cheese second inning. First pitch from Fernandez is high, one ball, no strikes. Through 16 pitches in that opening inning, had some long at-bats, four-pitch walk in there. 1-0. Klein takes a ball on the inside corner. Looked like Jalen Goodman thought about it. Two balls and no strikes. Luis Leon turns the head and said, where'd that miss? Just a little inside, it looked like. Two balls and no strikes. Fernandez kicks and throws as Klein's late on one. Good cut, late on the fastball. Two balls and one strike. For the right-hander, Christian Fernandez, who's been a good arm for Charleston, no matter what role he's thrown in. 2-1 pitch, another swing and a miss. Two balls and two strikes. Hadn't pitched last since 2019. No season in 2020 due to COVID. 2-2 is a ball just a bit off the play. Leon held it there for a good few seconds. Not to the liking of Jalen Goodman. The count is full. Leon looked beside himself and now some chatter from the dugout for Charleston. And that looked like a pretty good pitch. Good take by Klein. Count is full as Fernandez is now looking to get him on an extra throw. 3-2, it's down low, and he lost him. And you could see Fernandez and Leon, I think, beside themselves. They thought they had Klein on that previous pitch. Instead, he'll take his base. One out base runner. Second walk out by Fernandez, and now here is Victor De Hoyos. His return to the lineup. Coming back from AAA, Gwinnett spent some time with the Stripers on the development list. Righty on righty, first pitch to the catcher is a breaking ball that has a lot of spin but just missed the outside corner. One ball, no strikes on a good curveball by Fernandez. Didn't throw any of those in the first inning. However, now he's got the comfortable field for it, going right to it in the second. Good lead for Klein off of first. 1-0 pitch, another breaking ball. This one missed off the plate again. A couple good spots. Two balls, no strikes, and Fernandez going to take an extra stroll. Hands on his hips. He is a little shook out there. He hasn't gotten some of these corner calls as he re-enters the mound with 18 reset on the timer. He's not missed by much on some of these last few throws. Some good takes by the Pimento Cheese hitters. 2-0 is too low. Three balls and no strikes. That's where it really changes there. Of course, you miss on two close ones, and then you miss outside the zone. Just like that, you're down 3-0. And from his perspective, thinking this could be a 1-2 count. Instead, De Hoyo's in the driver's seat. 3-0 pitch is a strike, a wide one. I think considering some of those few pitches, De Hoyos thought he had ball four. I said Fernandez, good spot, hits the outside edge. Three balls and a strike. Good spot still for the Augusta catcher. Klein still lead off at first. 3-1 pitch is fouled away as he sprays it into the right field seats. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2 to score. Charleston on top here in the bottom of the second inning. 11th meeting of the year between these two teams. Charleston with the edge through the first 10, 6-4. To 3-2. De Hoyos fouls one off of the catcher. I think that's a meat guard that went flying off. Something went off behind home plate. Some sort of protection from the catcher. It was a shoulder guard. And we hit the shoulder part of the chest protector and it snapped off. Leon says he's good. Might need to get that fixed though. 3-2. De Hoyos waves and misses at a breaking ball. Went to it on a 3-2 pitch. And Fernandez strikes out the catcher, De Hoyos, for the second out. Worked his way from 3-0 down the count. Two away now for Caden Morton.
Left fielder number two,
Brian Klein still stands at first base after the walk by Fernandez. Green Jackets, or I should say Pimento Cheese, have two hits in the game. Along with the two walks, four hits already for Charleston. Righty on righty, first pitch to Caden is a swing and a miss. I was right back to the hook, and Fernandez gets up on the nine hitter. Right, two hits yesterday. Guys have an excellent month of June, his best month offensively. The 0-1, a swing and a miss, came inside the fastball, snap throw down to first, not in time on a high toss by Leone as they went after Klein. That one up around the helmet area, Morton took a swing at. No balls and two strikes. Caught another lead off of first base. About two steps off the bag. 0-2 the count. Breaking ball missed outside. And a sharp breaker that time. One ball, two strikes. Long look in. They're going to throw over to first instead, keeping a close eye on Klein over there. Has a lead as if he's suggesting he might run. I guess at the very least trying to clear the ninth spot, have the top of the order to lead off the third. Of course, don't want to get anyone thrown out. Love to get Klein in the scoring position, though. 1-2. A spike down low and away. As Fernandez missed, overthrew a fastball. 2-2. It's been that curveball for him. That's been the money pitch here in the second. He's thrown that for strikes more than any other pitch. He's got some life to that fastball, though. Ball two, strike two to Caden Morton. Another good lead for Klein off of first. A throw over again. Klein dives back in head first. Has maximized that lead over at first base. Charleston 3, Augusta 2, bottom of the second inning. A lot of offensive action to begin this one. And where we've seen a lot of good pitching through the first four matchups. 2-2. Breaking ball outside. Three balls and two strikes. Now Klein will be on the move. Infield will now back up a few steps. Warren trying to earn himself another walk. Now he's got an on-base percentage of over 400 this month. OPS just shy, 950 in his 12 previous games. There goes Klein, 3-2 pitch, foul back by Morton. Working together, another good at-bat here. Had a hit each yesterday off starter Antonio Jimenez and Austin Vernon. Both of them threw very well for the River Dogs in their 6-2 win. Vernon earned the first save of his career, got the final 12 outs. Antonio Jimenez got his third win for Charleston. 3-2 again. Morton swings and fouls one into the mitt of the catcher, Luis Leon, and that'll do it for Augusta in the bottom of the second inning. Good battle between Morton and Fernandez, but the pitcher for Charleston wins it, and we're through two. It's the River Dogs 3, Pimento Cheese 2 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
One local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Top of the third inning. Mitchell Spouts with you from SRP Park. The River Dogs taking on the Augusta Pimento Cheese in the pinstripe uniforms tonight. First pitch to Willie Vasquez is a little low for ball one. Engel looking for his first scoreless inning of the night. Two unearned runs scored last inning against him with two outs. 1-0 pitch. That's a strike as he pins it right on the outside corner as he threw him a hook. One ball, one strike. Vasquez popped one into the shallow center last time up. 1-1 pitch, had a healthy cut and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Englund working quickly on the mound. 1-2 pitch is down low and in. 2-2, the third baseman for Charleston. Top 10 prospect in their system consensus. 2-2 pitch is inside again, and the count goes full. Now just 210 this year, but he's done a lot of damage when he has struck the ball. Very similar to Cal Conley. A lot of hard hit balls, not always the results there for him. Ball three, strike two. Here comes the lefty, Chris Englund. A ground ball to short. Conley on two hops, plays it, fires to first, and it's picked up by Braulio Vasquez for the out to begin the top of the third. 6-3 on those of you keeping track back at home. One away now for Nick Schnell.
Center fielder Nick Schnell.
Englund would love some sort of quick inning on the mound. He's thrown a lot of strikes, 40 pitches so far through two-plus innings. He's thrown about two-thirds of them in the strike zone. River Dogs have gotten some good swings on some that have leaked over the plate. First pitch to Schnell is just a bit off. One ball, no strikes. Schnell, one of the four hits so far for Charleston. His came in the first inning. 1-0. A high fly ball to center. Did he get another one? Pelini back to the warning track. He's at the wall, and it's off the batter's eye. His third home run of the series, and Nick Schnell is having himself a week to make it a 4-2 game. Charleston ups their lead to 2. I don't know what it's been about SRP Park for Nick Schnell, but he is loving it here as he's hit 3 home runs throughout the course of the week, and it is now a 4-2 lead for Charleston. Had one yesterday that cleared the batter's eye. That one deflected off of it, but good enough for a home run still. Three homers, all of the solo variety, but they have all certainly been trademarked here as the first pitch is in the dirt to Nathan Perry. Now he's a very talented player. First-round pick back in 2018 and has had a slow start to his career and held back a little bit. 1-0 pitches inside, 2-0. But when he's played, he has been good. And Charleston has another weapon in that outfield. Two balls and no strikes to the lefty Nathan Perry. Flew out to Kaden Morton last time up. First offering to the 2-0 offering to him is down and away. And the count is two balls and one strike. And three balls and no strikes, I beg your pardon, as Englund takes a walk off the mound. Trying to come back against the first baseman. The 3-0 pitch to him is chopped foul as he had the green light. 3-0. 3-1. Almost every hitter in the minor league level is going to have that green light if they get something they want. Coaches would rather see them up there swing the bat than take a walk. 3-1. A half swing. Not going to matter, though. Lands a breaking ball in the inside corner as he crossed him up. Three balls and two strikes. Englund trying to come all the way back to get Nathan Perry and get the second out of the inning. Here's the 3-2. And down he goes. Big curve ball. Got him to swing through it. And Englund has the second out of the inning on his third punch out. Well located. And Perry unable to weigh back on it. And Englund able to manufacture that second out. Trying to get through this inning in four batters. Work off that home run. Nick Schnellen mentioned it on that home run. As lethal as he'd been at the plate, all three of his home runs have been solo shots, though. He'll take that for sure. First pitch to Leone is pulled foul just behind the bag at third. And the switch hitting catcher's down 0-1. And just the 15th game for Schnell, and now he is in his groove. Pitch number 50 coming up for Chris Englund as, again, he takes his time on the mound, trying to reassert his rhythm. The 0-1, a grounder up the middle. Conley ranges over. He reaches out, can't stop it. He'll get in the left center field. As we cut off by Morton, it'll be another hit for the River Dogs. This one comes off the bat of Luis Leon, their sixth against Chris Englund, who is looks like he is vomiting a little bit out there. He dealt with this in his last start. And Austin Smith, the athletic trainer, Mike Steeter are out, and we'll see if Englund is going to get another batter. But this is what got him in his last start against Columbia. He was throwing well, but just dealt with a little bit of an illness and was throwing up back behind the mound. And happened on two separate occasions where in between batters it was coming out and tried to say I was good, but and then messed around the second time, and we'll see if Englund's getting another batter. Looks like a right-hander is walking this direction. And we will see if Englund will be able to shake this one off. Again, there are two outs in the inning, top of the third inning. Now 4-2 Charleston. At the very least, there's some action stirring in the bullpen. Looks like James Acuna just picked up a baseball. Likely in line to pitch at some point tonight. And Austin Smith talking with Englund. Mike Steed's out there. Nestor Parrott, the manager of the dugout, likely tells you he's going to stay out there. And just trying to get over this illness on the mound where he's certainly healthy, I'll tell you that much, talking to him. But just one of these things that hits you at certain points. Hot day, got to stay hydrated. And it appears to be okay. He'll continue on. Two outs for Logan Allen. Luis Leone at first. The first offering is hit dead left center. Moving over Pelini. He will have room on it and make the catch. So Englund just needs to throw one more pitch to get through the inning. And we are through. 2.5 now. It's now the River Dogs 4. Pimento Cheese 2 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Top viewer coming up for the Pimento Cheese. It's 4-2 currently in favor of Charleston. They've scored in the first three innings. Got another home run as Nick Schnell hit one off the batter's eye in center field. As Quintero leads off against Christian Fernandez. First pitch is roped to second, leaping and making the catch is Jeffrey Marte. Timed it up perfectly, and Marte takes one away from Quintero. Hit right at him, just had the time to leap, and he did so as he caught it right into the palm. And Quintero's a hard first out of the inning. It's one of those you tip your cap to. A good play by Marte. One gone for Cal Conley with the bases empty. Both hits for Augusta came in the opening frame. And the RBI knocks by Brando Mesquita and also the home run by Brandon Parker. First pitch to Conley's outside for ball one. Fernandez, good settle down inning for him. Struck out a pair. Faced four batters in the third. As Conley sends one to right, charging in is Mansueta. He dives in and gets by him. It's going to roll all the way back near the warming track. Conley's at least going to have three. Never mind, he lost his balance making the turn, and he will stop at second base. Oh, man. I'm not sure what happened. I think he just blew a tire ready to make the turn at second base, and what should have been a triple ends up being a double. Now you wonder if Conley's okay. He's hunched over near second base. I think he's okay. Just one of those tough things right there. Just lost his balance and took a dive into the dirt. Jeffrey Marte helps scrape off some of that for him as they're chatting. Friendly conversation. It looked like at least three for sure as Mansueta laid out for the baseball. It got by him and rolled just shy of the warning track. Conley was at least going to get to third, but then just lost his balance. Still content with the double, though. Extra base hit once again for Conley, his second double in as many days. Brandon Mesquita to the plate. First pitch, breaking balls down and away. One ball, no strikes. Not sure. Maybe he flipped the helmet off and he kicked it and as a result lost his balance, but a lot of hitters do that. They just throw that helmet off, gives him a little more speed. 1-0. Mesquita shoots one down the right field line. This one is going to drop in for a fair ball. Into the corner. Conley's going to score. Mesquita will trade spots with him as that one will go into shallow left, but Mesquita will watch it as it's now a one-run game on an RBI double by Brandon Mesquita. And that was back-to-back doubles for Dollar. Mesquita wasn't sure at first as he struck it down the line, watched it go down into the corner, but knew that one had a chance to stay fair, and it did by plenty. And Mesquita has his second RBI of the game. He is having a nice series. Pimento Cheese back within one as Conley, who wasn't able to make it to third, now hugs Jeffrey Marte. Having fun out there are those two guys. Marte is talking with Conley, now Mesquita. Friendly conversation. After the Pimento Cheese are within one, and now let's see if Brandon Parker can tie it up or possibly put him back out in front. First pitch to Parker is a bender that got him to duck as it lands for a strike on the outside corner. No balls and one strike. And back-to-back doubles for Augusta pulls them within a run. And some good swings against Christian Fernandez on a pair of balls that went to right field. The 0-1 pitch. Parker takes strike two. This time a fastball as Parker about out of the batter's box, not pleased with it. Now down 0-2. One out in the inning. O-2 pitch. Breaking ball just off the outside corner. Leone tried to bring it back in. Good take by Parker. One ball, two strikes. A lot of offensive action in the early going. Certainly worth the price of admission. What's a pretty full crowd here tonight. One ball and two strikes. The pitch home is a called strike three. Fernandez nails the outside corner. Leone framed it well. And Parker is rung up on strikes. Third K of the ball game for Christian Fernandez. And there are two gone for Stephen Pollini. It's a good piece of pitching by Fernandez. Three located pitches that Parker couldn't do a whole lot with. As a result, he strikes him out. Mesquita still at second base. Righty on lefty. Fernandez a check to second. First pitch to Stephen is outside, 1-0. Pollini's had good success against Charleston this year. Nine previous game has 10 hits. Three of those previous nine matchups, he produced at least two hits. 1-0. Pollini shoots it back foul. One ball, one strike. As that one comes all the way back near the mound, near the Fernandez. Makes it all the way up to the hill. Toss it back into the dugout. One ball, one strike. Pollini does have an RBI in this series. Came back in Thursday's game, which Augusta won. One ball, one strike. Fernandez takes a check to second. Break-even pitch. A way up high breaking ball. Two balls and one strike. Green Jackets won the first three games of this series, all of them pretty convincingly. 6-3 on Tuesday, 4-0 on Wednesday, 7-2 on Thursday. Down 4-3 here. 2-1 pitch is high, 3-1. Now, considering we've got seven runs combined between the two teams and we're not even a third of the way through yet, you'd figure this one's a long way from over. Haven't seen the last of scoring here tonight. Three balls, one strike to Pollini. Braulio Vasquez would be next for the Pimento Cheese. 3-1 pitch. Pollini had a big cut, but he missed. Came inside on him as he foul tipped it into the mitt of the catcher. And Luis Leon, count is full with Mesquita still at second. Not going to take much to get him home. He runs well. He can drop one to the outfield. Mesquita will be able to come in and tie this game. 3-2 pitch. Pollini fouled one off the catcher, Leon. Bounces near Braulio Vasquez in the on-deck area, as we'll do it again. Pitch number 7 in this at-bat coming up to Stephen Pollini. Second-year Green Jacket batting 209 on the season entering this at-bat. Had a great start to the year, trying to find that early season magic once again. 3-2. Pollini swings and misses. Big breaking ball from Fernandez, and he picks up a couple more Ks in the third inning. But the Green Jackets get within one on the RBI double by Brandel Mesquita. And through three innings of play, it's Charleston 4, Augusta 3 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we'd love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Got a phone, got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Got a phone, got a branch.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Mansueta leads off the inning for Charleston in the fourth. First pitch from Chris Englund. Misses down and away. One ball and no strikes. 4-3. River Dogs on top. A third of the way home. First pitch, or the 1-0 pitch to the right fielder, is landed for a strike from Englund. One ball, one strike. Mansueta struck out against Englund back in the second inning. Break-even pitch. Mansueta rolls one to third. Scooped up by Geraldo Quintero. Plenty of time, and he throws him out for the first out of the fourth. Able to jam him and get a slow roller. Easy routine play for the Green Jacket third baseman. That's one away for Jeffrey Marte. Marte had an RBI his first time up. It was his first hit of the series. It's been a tough run for him at the plate. First pitch is down and in to the left-handed hitting Marte. At reach base, just one prior time in this series. A good contact his last time up. 1-0 pitch out in front of one as he had a big wave at a changeup. One ball, one strike. Marte's put together a pretty nice season, though, just under 250. Break-even pitch. Marte takes strike two as De Hoyos got it right where he asked for it. Along that inside corner, 1-2. As Englund works quickly back to him. 1-2 pitch. Marte swings and misses, and Englund strikes him out for the first time tonight. Fourth punch out for the southpaw as he makes quick work of the nine hitter, and there are quickly two gone as the leadoff man Mason Auer gets set to bat for the third time. This could be an inning Chris Englund needs in a significant way. Runs have scored against him in the first three innings. First pitch to Auer is off the inside corner. One ball, no strikes. Pitch got in decent shape, coming up on 60. Got that scare with a little vomit in the last inning he threw. 1-0 pitch, a big bouncer to third. Right there, though, is Quintero, and that's going to be a quick 1-2-3 room service inning for Chris Englund. Two ground balls and a punch out, and we are through 3.5, just like that. It's the River Dogs 4, Pimento Cheese 3 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
To know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Pelts back with you. Bottom of the fourth from SRP Park. Charleston on top, 4-3. Braulio Vasquez starts things off with the Pimento Cheese as the first pitch hook lands on the inside corner. To Vasquez, it's 0-1. Braulio will foul out last time up in the second. Fernandez pitch to him is cut on and missed. Elevated a fastball that time that he fouled into Leon's mitt. And it's 0-2. First time last half inning, Charleston did not score. Really nice bounce back. 1-2-3 inning for Chris Englund. 0-2 pitch, a breaking ball. That's tap foul behind home. Vasquez had to reach down to get it. No balls, two strikes to count still. Fernandez, the right-hander, kicks and deals. The 0-2 pitch as it's lined to right center field. Mansueta moves over, and he can't cut it off. It bounces off his glove. Vasquez heading for second. The throw is going to be wide and not in time. Third double of the night for the Pimento Cheese. It's Braulio Vasquez who tattoos this one into the right center gap, and the tying runs in scoring position for Augusta. Fourth extra base hit altogether to go along with the home run by Brandon Parker in the first inning. And what has been an offensive night so far for both clubs. 11 combined hits, 7 total runs. Now Brian Klein with nobody out. As Vasquez, who was down 0-2 early, able to earn the extra base knock. As Fernandez goes back to the stretch. Vasquez not a huge lead. First pitch to Klein is off the inside corner, 1-0. And Vasquez at plus-plus speed, as that one wasn't fully cut off. It went off his glove in just a little bit. And Mansueta was able to get to a quickly sharp throw. They might get him, but also you consider the fact Vasquez is running. Forced a rush delivery on that throw. 1-0 pitch. Klein serves one up foul to the left side and out of play. One ball, one strike to the left-hander. That's something you also got to factor in with some of these plays. When you have a fast base runner, it affects throws. Mentally, these guys are very smart about who hit the ball and how quick they got to be. Takes away some of the accuracy. Break-even pitch is down and in. Two balls and one strike. Klein walked his last time up on a 7-pitch battle with Fernandez. One that he thought he had Klein rung up on it, but Klein able to work the free pass instead. 2-1, the count of the second baseman. The pitch to him is going to tail outside. Ball three. 3-1 now to Klein. Up to the seventh spot in the lineup today, batting .234. Drop anything into the outfield. Got a good shot to score Braulio Vasquez. Great count here for Klein. Pitch number 63 coming up for Fernandez. He's thrown 37 strikes along with 25 balls. 3-1 is a strike on the inside corner. Count fills up. Most runs given up at a start this year by Fernandez was 4. That happened at Myrtle Beach. And his only loss comes into this matchup with a 4-1 record. Ball 3, strike 2. Here's the pitch. And Klein sends one in the air to left, fighting the sun. But right in his track to make the catch is Logan Allen. Throw will go into third, and it gets there cleanly on a hop. Another one that was well hit, but right at Allen, who's fighting the sun. It's that left field area where it can be problematic at times, especially in this time during the night. And didn't have to go far to catch that one, and once he did pick it up, he backed up maybe a step to make the grab. And now Victor De Hoyos looking to make his mark in his first game back in over a month. One home run, 4 RBIs. All that damage came in one game for him. And what is one of the maybe the premier offensive performance of the year for a Green Jacket hitter as the first pitch is low to De Hoyos. One ball, no strikes. Had a 5-hit game against Delmarva, a triple shot of the cycle. Had a moonshot home run to cap it all off. One ball, no strikes, the count. Fernandez a check a second. The 1-0 pitch, a big cut and a miss by De Hoyos. 1-1. Got a homer, 2 doubles, and 2 singles in that game. Ended up with 10 total bases, the most by a Green Jacket hitter this year. And that was back at the end of April. Break-even pitch. De Hoyos off the end of the bat. Flies one down the right field line. Should be playable over there for Mansueta. He'll make the catch in foul territory. Vasquez is going to tag. Good throw, but it's going to be late as Vasquez goes up to stop it. Willie Vasquez, that is. As Braulio tags from second to third on the fly ball in foul territory. Two away now for Caden Moore with a tying run at third. Now with him at third base, take a wild pitch, pass ball to get him in. Also, guy's going to be very aggressive out there. It does not take much for him to score with the way he moves. When you talk pure speed, he might be the fastest player on this team. Over 40 stolen bases last year. First pitch to Caden Morin's a big spinner, but missed outside for ball one. As Fernandez just missed the edge. 4-3, River Dogs on top here in game five. Augusta one more win away from capping off a series win against Charleston. 1-0 pitch. Morin fouls one back. One ball, one strike. It's been the one incredible thing about the River Dogs to this point in the year. They're the only team who has not lost a series yet. And you go back to last year when they went 82-38 in their championship season. Only lost one regular season series, and that was their final one against Down East. Break-even pitch. More in a half swing, laid off a big breaking ball again off the outside, 2-1. Lost to Down East and eventually played them in the championship series where they beat them 3-2 in the five-game series. They split in a series earlier with Down East a few weeks ago. Otherwise, nobody's beaten them in a series. Augusta needs one more win to be the first. 2-1 is a strike. On the outside corner, 2-2. It's been an impressive run of baseball for Augusta going back to the last week. And even prior to that, against Kannapolis, won a series 4-6. They're 4-6 against the Cannonballers. 4-6 last week against Columbia. 2-2 pitch. Morin shoots one to the right side. A looper that's going to be played on a hop. Close play at first, but Fernandez will beat him. As Morton's out by a step on a bit of an awkward-looking play, but Perry able to flip it to Fernandez covering. Vasquez does not score, and the Green Jackets, even with the leadoff double, come up empty. Four in the books from SRP Park. River Dogs 4, Pimento Cheese 3 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Coming up from Charleston, River Dogs up 4-3. Chris England out there for his fifth inning. First pitch to the two-hitter is outside, ball one. To the right-handed hitting shortstop who got the scoring all started back in the first with a solo home run. His eighth of the season. 1-0 pitch to him, got him out in front. Turned him back as England continues to look strong out there. Now it's given up four runs, but only two of them are earned. Break-even pitch. Williams takes one low and in the dirt on a changeup, 2-1. The two runs that scored the second, both unearned after a leadoff error. Eventually led the two-run scoring with two outs. 2-1 is down and away. Three balls and one strike. But England had a much-needed eight-pitch fourth inning. Helped him settle down a bit out there. 3-1 pitch is a strike. Big spinner from England. Count goes full. On pitch number 65. Looking like he's in a spot where he can cover five innings once again. 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Nubbed foul off the end by Williams. We'll try it again. Three balls, two strikes. Longest outing of the young career of Chris England was five innings back in his last home start against Kannapolis. Five innings of shutout baseball. Allowed just one hit with five strikeouts and a walk. His premier performance of his season. 3-2 pitch. Williams swings and misses, and Anglin comes back to get him. From 3-1 down the count, Anglin punches out Carson Williams for the first out of inning number 5. Confidence is growing. James Acuna back working the bullpen. He just started now. Gives you an indication. Chris Anglin likely, if he can hold it down here, will have this one through the inning as the first pitch to Willie Vasquez misses outside. Set up the bullpen for the final 4 innings, and got off to a little bit of a rocky start. Didn't know if he'd make it this far. He certainly settled it down. As the 1-0 pitch is knee high, called the strike as Anglin evens it up with Vasquez, who's 0-2. Number 3 hitter in the Charleston lineup. Murray even pitch, a swing and a miss. Big cut on one in the dirt. 1-2. Vasquez called up to Charleston from the Florida Complex League last year in late August and played a role in what was a championship-winning season for Charleston. Had a big game in the 5th and final game of the championship. 1-2 pitch, popped him up. Right in front of the mound, Anglin's there, De Hoyos is there, Vasquez is there. He'll dive and make the catch in front of the mound. Dangerous play, but Braulio Vasquez just able to get underneath it with a dive and catch the infield pop-up. Those elevator shaft ones are never easy. You certainly don't want the pitcher to catch it. Difficult play for De Hoyos, and you want anybody else to take it. Vasquez had the closest play, and although maybe a little more difficult than it needed to be, Vasquez makes the catch, and there are two-way. Vasquez on Vasquez crime there for the out. First pitch to Nick Schnell, swung on and missed, 0-1. As Braulio makes the diving catch on Willie. No balls and a strike. Anglin's offering home is swung on and missed again. Another good off-speed offering from Chris Anglin. It's quickly nothing and two. Guy who's hit him hard twice, including a home run off the batter's eye in the third. Last run scored by Charleston. Currently has him up by one. 0-2 pitch. Slow roller to second as he got on top of it. Brian Klein throws him out. And that's another good 1-2-3 inning for Chris Anglin. He's retired 7 in a row. As he's worked his way through 5, now the offense trying to put him back out in front. 4-3 River Dogs halfway home here on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
One local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Quintero gets it started with pimento cheese in the bottom of the 5th. First pitch to him is hit to the right side of the second baseman, Jeffrey Marte, who will throw him out. One pitch, one out for Christian Fernandez here in the bottom of the 5th. As we are moving right along here on this Saturday night, 4-3 Charleston on top. As Fernandez tries to match his counterpart by covering 5 innings on the mound. Although Fernandez is pitching with the lead here, his pitch count a little bit higher. He's now got 76 of them after the first out of this inning. Likely his last frame if he's able to get through it. Action has just begun in the River Dog bullpen. Cal Conley bats. First pitch spiked in the dirt from the right-hander. And it's 0-1. Conley doubled his last time up, eventually scored. Looked like he was going to have a triple before he blew a tire heading for second base. 1-0 offering. Conley takes one outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Yeah, nice work by Chris Engel. His day is likely done. James Acuna looked like he's going to have the next inning. 2-0. Conley takes one right down the middle. 2-1. Charleston put some good swings at him early, but Englund, if his day is indeed done, goes out retiring the final seven he faced. 2-1 pitch is in the dirt again. Three balls and one strike. Good count for Conley. Guy he'd love to get out in this spot. Excellent base runner. Team leader in run score. He's also second in the Carolina League in that department. After his previous run scored, currently stands at 46 of them. Has touched home that many times. That's a big part of his game. He finds ways to work his way. Getting to first, to home. Steals bases, makes sharp turns. 3-1. Conley had a big cut, but he missed on a pitch inside. Three balls and two strikes. He takes a lot of pride in being a good base runner. There's more to it than just being fast. Chokes up a little bit. 3-2 pitch. Conley takes one on the inside corner, and Conley is gone on strikes. Great placement by Fernandez. Nothing Conley's going to do about that pitch as Jalen Goodman rings him up. And there are two away. Base is still empty with two outs. The Brandall Mosquito's having a good day so far. 2-for-2 with two RBIs. He's up to 36 RBIs on the year. Right behind Caleb Durbin, club leader, who has the day off today. He's got 38. First pitch to Mosquito is going to fly into the inside corner. Or outside corner, check that. Strike one. Drops him a curveball. Two RBIs today. Had two yesterday with his home run ball. His third of the season. 0-1 pitch, a wave and a miss. 0-2. Go back to that Kannapolis series for Mosquito. His average dropped over 300 for about a day, but now since that point, it has taken off over the last week and a half. Back up to 330. 0-2 pitch. A half swing that gets bounced foul down the first base side. Just knocked it off the barrel. 0-2. Had a guy that would hit a slump, but he was not in it for very long. About a week, that was it. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Fouled off again by Mosquito. Still no ball. Two strike count. That's something the coaching staff told me, though, that a guy like this does not stay down for too long. Too good of a hitter to have that kind of a slump. 0-2 pitch. Mosquito fouls one into the mid of Luis Leon, and that'll be a strikeout for Christian Fernandez. Back-to-back K's gets him through the fifth. He has put down six in a row himself, and we head to the sixth now. Charleston 4, Augusta 3 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
To know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
We are into the sixth inning for SRP Park. It's the River Dogs 4, Pimento Cheese 3. James Acuna takes over on the mound for Augusta, making his 13th appearance of the season. Acuna has quietly put together a very good season for Augusta, 23 and a third innings. In his 13th game, he's made one spot start. That was a three-inning one for him. 29 strikeouts and 23 and a third. It's Nathan Perry to start. First pitch to the left-hander is up and away. As Acuna, the 6-4 right-hander, falls behind in the count. Perry, Leon, and Allen, 5-6-7, due up for Charleston. No scoring in this game since the third inning. 1-0 pitch, foul back and out of play. One ball, one strike. All seven runs combined in this game came in the first three frames of the ball game. Not a whole lot since then. Break-even pitch. A big bouncing ball towards second. Backing up into the outfield is Klein. Back-footed throw is going to be on a hop and not in time. Vasquez says he held his foot, but it was called that he beat it outright, which means that would not matter. Vasquez did all he could to catch that as soon as possible, but that'll be an infield knock for Nathan Perry. Just too much elevation on that bouncer. And Klein got rid of that baseball almost as soon as he gloved it. And now Acuna will look for a double play ball against Luis Leon. That's the first hit for Charleston since Leon had a hit back in the third. Green Jackets have only had one themselves going back through the last three innings. First pitch to Leon is up and away from Acuna. One ball, no strikes. Final line today for Chris Zenglin. Good. Finished his out in five innings, six hits, four runs, two of them earned, two unearned with five strikeouts. No walks, allowed two home runs, both solo. 1-0 pitches outside. Two balls, no strikes. Currently on the hook for the loss, but this was a good outing for England. You take that second inning off the board, and really the way he finished things out, getting the final seven batters, this is a good one to build off. 2-0 pitch is high. Three balls, no strikes. And now we'll see if the pitching staff coming out of the bullpen for Augusta and their offense can pick up their starter. 3-0 is right down the middle. Leon took all the way, 3-1. Acuna has turned just one double play this year. Now he's pitched about once a week. 3-1. A check swing, it's in the dirt, and Leon held up, and the first two are on for Charleston here in the sixth inning. A single for Perry, and a walk for Luis Leon, and now be Logan Allen. And Victor De Hoyos put down the signs for his infield. Very active catcher behind home. Honushan was a lot of emotion, talked about it earlier. He was spending time with Gwinnett on their development list, working out the AAA squad. Back in town here, and good clubhouse presence for this team. They love having him around. Acuna's first pitch to Allen is hit back up the middle. It's off Acuna. He's going to pick it up and go to third. It's a wide throw that Quintero knocks down, but they're going to get nobody. Acuna made the smart play, went to third on that as he went that direction. A good throw, they get him. But not a good throw. Quintero at least able to keep it in the infield. Going to be an error on somebody, probably Acuna. Quintero unable to hold the bag, but did keep it in front of him. Near his choice error, I would imagine, on Acuna, as now the bases are loaded with nobody out for O'Neill Manzueta. If that one gets by Acuna, it's into center field. Now to knock it down with the glove, and again, his momentum took him towards third, which is why the easier play was just to go there. He could have made the turn and fired to first, but you don't know what you really have behind you. So bases loaded for Manzueta. Nobody out, infield in. First pitch is popped up. Foul territory. Morton will check it out near the bullpen. Looks like he's going to have room. He does, as no one's going to be able to move. Caught in foul territory to the right of the bullpen, and that's a huge first out for James Acuna. And now a double play ball can get him through this inning. He's got the nine-hitter at the plate in Jeffrey Marte. That one looked like it may get out of play, but the wind is blowing steadily towards right field. Gave it that extra push where Morton made the catch about a foot or two left of the line. Ace is still loaded. Middle backs up. Corners are still in for the Pimento Cheese. First pitch to Jeffrey Marte is outside, ball one. Marte had an RBI single his first time up, but struck out against England in the fourth. Acuna would love to punch him out here. Even better, turn a double play. Trying to escape a sixth inning mess. The 1-0 pitch, a swing and a miss by Marte. 1-1. Doom a breaking ball, and Marte wants the pine tar to sticky up his bat a little more. 1-1, one strike. 4-3 Charleston on top here in game 5. One notable score for them. Myrtle Beach leads Fredericksburg 2-1 in the bottom of the fifth inning. River Dogs are two back of front-running Myrtle Beach with four to play after tonight. Charleston does have the tiebreaker for the first half title, but they need a win here tonight. The 0-1. Marte is swinging a foul, caught by De Hoyos, and it's 1-2. Acuna on the verge of coming through with a clutch K. Got a pull shift in the middle with Conley shaded behind the bag. Big shortstop position open for Marte if he can go that way. 0-2 pitch. And down he goes. A swing and a miss on a slider down and in. Acuna has the second out. Still nobody has scored, but now the biggest bat to conquer is right here in Mason Auer.
Designated hitter Mason Auer.
Not out of the woods yet. Got the 8-9 hitters. And now the top man in the order in Mason Auer. They're going to try and get something here for Charleston. He's 1-for-3 today. That one hit was a double. Down the left field line, the second picked up an RBI in the process. Is 29. Infield fully back now. First pitch to the DH is swung on and missed. Goes right to the slider, the Acuna special. It's 0-1. That is his money pitch. Gets a lot of strikeouts and swings and misses. A slider that does not have the same velocity as most do at this level. A little slower. And just as effective, if not more so. The 0-1 pitch. A swing and a miss on another slider. Did get a piece of that one, but fouled it into De Hoyos mid, and now there's an 0-2 count. Base is loaded, and Acuna is one strike away from getting out of the inning. Big pitch here coming. Nothing in two. Here comes Acuna, and he missed up and in. Missed with a fastball, tried to set him up and couldn't get it close enough. 1-2 two strikes. And out anywhere gets Acuna through him. Trying to get him at the plate, though. 1-2. And down he goes. A swing and a miss. And Acuna, with the bases loaded and nobody out, works through it. A fly out and back-to-back K's. And Acuna fired up coming off the mound. Deficit stays at 1. 4-3 Charleston still. We go to the bottom of the sixth on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Today in Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at augustahealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
Impressive work by James Acuna. Charleston loads up the bases with nobody out, but he gets out of the mess with a foul out and a couple of strikeouts against Jeffrey Marte and Mason Auer. And now we'll see if Augusta can hoist that momentum. As a new pitcher's out there for Charleston, right-hander Jack Snyder, who I think just took a pitching violation. And the home plate umpire, Jalen Goodman, explaining to him, to Blake Butera, who looks less than pleased coming out of the dugout. The count's going to start 1-0 to Parker. I don't know if the pitch clock did expire on him. He might have done something else that warranted the violation. Now Butera looking for an explanation to fully understand why it happened the way it did. But we'll see what comes of it. And Goodman doing his best to explain it to him, and certainly not a heated argument by any measure. More so just confusion, and looks like we'll be good to go. Count's going to start 1-0, it appears, to Brandon Parker for Jack Snyder, the right-hander from Chicago, Illinois. Making appearance number 16 on the season. Has done some good work in Charleston as an extended reliever. He's got four saves this year. First pitch is a swing and a miss to Parker. It's now 1-1 after the violation. Had two appearances with the Bowling Green Hot Rods. That's the high A affiliate of the club in the South Atlantic League. 1-1 pitch. Parker takes a strike. Threw him a changeup, and it's 1-2. 23-year-old right-hander having a successful first season in professional baseball. 30 strikeouts, 8 walks, and just over 23 innings this year. 1-2 is high. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parker, a home run back in the first, gave Augusta their only lead. They've been deadlocked at 4-3 since the end of the third. 2-2. A bouncing ball foul to our left. Bounce right behind home, over the top of the wiring, and just barely to our left here in the press box. Jack Snyder talking to the home plate umpire now, Jalen Goodman. I think they're still discussing that first call. Now they seem like they're on the same page. Two and two to Brandon Parker. Pelini and Vasquez will follow him this inning with Augusta down by one. The pitch is swung on and missed. Cast him up as he elevated the heater, and Parker swings through it for the first out of the inning. The last three Green Jackets have now struck out in this game. Yeah, Snyder's in for Christian Fernandez as he's in line for the win currently for the River Dogs. Final line for Fernandez, 5 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs, all were earned. 6 strikeouts and 2 walks. First pitch to Pelini is down and away. Ball 1 to the left-hander. Charleston might be trying to blueprint the same plan they put together yesterday. At 5 innings from Antonio Jimenez, Austin Vernon had the final 4. 1-0 pitch is down and away on a tailing changeup, 2-0. And Vernon was excellent to finish out that game. Augusta had a shot against him in the 7th, loaded up the bases with 1 out, but did not score. Down by 2 at the time. 2-0 pitch is inside, now 3-0. Yeah, Snyder now at the mercy of Pelini, down 3-0 to him. Steven 0 for 2 today. Got a good hitter's count. He'll have the green light if he's got it what he wants. He does not. It's a ball 4 up and in. Looked like Jalen Goodman was about to call out a strike. Instead, it's a 4-pitch pass to Pelini. Tying run is on here in the 6th. Braulio Vasquez to the dish, doubled into right center his last time up. If he can plug that alley again, might have a shot to score Pelini. First pitch from Snyder is down the middle. 1 ball and 1 strike. Snyder spent the first part of his season in Bowling Green, made the first 2 appearances there. Pelini's running for second. The pitch is lifted, foul off the end of the bat, and out of play. It's 0-2. And a couple of tough outings for him. Got moved down to Charleston where he has thrived. He's worked some things out and has been another great arm on the end of that bullpen. That's been Charleston's specialty on the pitching side this year. Starters have been all right, but the bullpen has been excellent, as good as any in the league. 0-2 pitch, a swing and a miss, and Vasquez strikes out on 3 pitches. Snyder makes quick work of him, and there are 2 away for Brian Klein. 8th strikeout today for the Augusta offense. And a great base runner at first. You'd love to get him in the scoring position. We'll see if Pelini thinks about trying to take another one. River Dogs 4, Pimento Cheese 3. First offering to Klein is fouled back into the wire. I mean, it's 0-1. Klein 0-for-1 today. Sharp liner his last time out the opposite way at Logan Allen. And his track's able to make the catch, fighting the sun, which is going down a little bit. Just past 7:30 here, local time. Throw over to first. Pelini, a big lead, able to dive back in, though. Got a late tag by Perry over at first. Green Jackets with just one hit since the third inning. That was a double by Braulio Vasquez. 0-1 pitch. That's a ball inside. Leon held it there for a while. Two balls, no strikes. Schneider's 14th pitch of the inning. Great hitter's count here. Doesn't have a home run this year. This will be an excellent time for one. He's driven in 12 this year, has Brian. Pitch to him. He is roped down the right field line. This one's going to drop in. Mansueto will cut it off. Pelini on his way to third as the throw goes to second. As Mansueto saves a run by cutting off the bouncer down the line. And the Green Jackets have runners at the corners with two outs for Victor De Hoyos. Good piece of hitting by Brian Klein was up in the count. Got a pitch that he could certainly hit and yanked it down the right field line on a bounce. And Zueta able to get to it. Tying run now 90 feet away. Go-ahead run at first for Victor De Hoyos. First pitch to the catcher is hit in the air. Well struck into right field. Man, Zueta retreats. He's going to have room and makes the catch just shy of the warning track. First pitch swinging, Victor comes out aggressive, but just misses one off the trademark. And we are through six now from SRP Park. It's still the River Dogs 4, Pimento Cheese 3 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Fans are Augusta Pimento Cheese jersey
great spot. Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we'd love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jackets.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change.
Still a 4-3 game in favor of Charleston, top of the seventh. We're two-thirds of the way home as we come up on the 8 o'clock hour at SRP Park, North Augusta, South Carolina. Mitchell Speltz with you. James Acuna retreats to the mound. First pitch to Carson Williams is outside, throws him a slider to start. One ball, no strikes. No scoring in this game since the third inning for either squad. Acuna, the right-hander, works exclusively from the stretch. The pitch to Williams is laced in the left center. That's going to get down. Moving over Pelini, he cuts it off. Williams going to try for two. Here comes the throw. It is online, but not in time. And Carson Williams has his second extra base hit of the game. Led off this game with a homer and now has a double to start the seventh inning. As a key insurance run is now in scoring position. Up that one up a little bit, and Williams went right with it in the left center. Even a perfect throw by Pelini. Williams, a sharp turnaround first, able to dive in safely. 4-3 Charleston. If Williams scores, that would be a significant run, no question. Especially going up against this bullpen. First pitch to Vasquez up and in, as Willie Vasquez is up in the count, 1-0. Check to second. There goes Williams for third. Pitches down away, and De Hoyos won't bother throwing. Down away pitch, had a great jump and made the smart move, just ate that one up, and now that insurance run now 90 feet away. I guess Acuna have another Houdini act in him. Got through the sixth with the bases loaded, nobody out. Infield moves in for the Pimento Cheese. The pitch to Vasquez runs inside and nearly hit him. 3 balls and no strikes to Willie Vasquez, who is 0 for 3 in the game. Acuna trying to put a strike in there somewhere. 3-0. A swing and a miss. Chased one down the zone. Looked like he was dead set to swing no matter what, and chased one well down. 3-1. Acuna's got the stuff strikeout-wise to help himself. Trying to come back against Vasquez. 3-1, breaking ball's in, and he lost him on 5 pitches, and there are runners at the corners now with nobody out. Vasquez now at first, Williams at third, and it'll be Nick Schnell, who's arguably been the toughest bat in this series for Augusta, especially from a power perspective. Guy who played in just 52 games last year at Charleston. Now that he's in his groove, he has been on fire. First pitch to the lefty is swung on and missed. One-handed cut at 1, 0-1. High school draft pick back in the Indianapolis area. A 2018 first-round selection. Originally committed to play by nearby Louisville, good baseball program. Here goes Vasquez. He stops as the 0-1 is down and away. 1-1. And about halfway there, then retreated. Not a bad time to steal one, get rid of that double play possibility, but give the Guffs a chance to make an out. Not sure they're trying to first or third steal it. As the 1-1 is nubbed foul by Schnell back near his on-deck area. 1-2. And again, Acuna in the spot. If he can get a strikeout, changes the complexion of his situation immensely. Then you put that double play into commission where it could get you out of the inning. Corners in, middle, back for Augusta. Acuna's 1-2 pitch. A swing and a miss. He gassed him up for the first out of the inning. Another clutch K by James Acuna as he gets Nick Schnell with the gas, and there is one away now for Nathan Perry. This would be a tough one to swallow for Charleston if they're unable to score again. Excellent base runner at third, another good one at first, and Willie Vasquez. And now it's Nathan Perry who singled his last time up to start the inning against Acuna. Double play can get the Pimento Cheese through the inning. First pitch, a swing and a fly ball to the left center. This will get the run home as Pelini moves back near the warning track. Williams will tag, and he scores with ease. It's now a 5-3 game. First run for either side since the third as the lead is back to 2 for Charleston. It was 4-2 after the top of the third inning, now 5-3 here. And a key insurance run, the leadoff double by Carson Williams does in fact come in to score on the sacrifice fly by Nathan Perry. Vasquez still at first, 2 gone the inning now for Leon, the catcher. Switcher now batting as a left-hander as he pops up the first pitch, foul territory, third base side. Quintero's going to have plenty of room, and he makes the catch to retire the side. With the River Dogs heading into the stretch at a big insurance run. The sack fly by Perry to score Carson Williams. And we head to the bottom half of the seventh. Charleston 5, Augusta 3 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered.
Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too.
But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening. At SRP, all loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together, securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Bottom of the seventh from SRP Park. Mitchell Speltz with you. 5-3 Charleston on top as the Pimento Cheese trail by two, their largest deficit of the game. Key insurance run scoring last half on the sack fly by Nathan Perrita, bringing Carson Williams after he started the inning with a double. Caden Morton, Geraldo Quintero, Cal Conley against Jack Schneider. First pitch to Morton is swung through and missed. 0-1. Morton 0-2 in the game. Two hits in last night's contest for a seventh multi-hit game of the year. A surging hitter in that nine spot. 0-1 pitch spiked in the dirt. One ball, one strike. Schneider put up a couple of base runners against him last inning. A walk and a single put runners at the corners with two outs. And a long fly to the warning track off the bat of Victor De Hoyos. And retired the side and kept the inning at a zero as Morton bends back and takes the ball inside. 2-1 as he limbles underneath the third pitch. Right-hander has just gotten started in the bullpen throwing for the Pimento Cheese as Acuna's thrown two innings out on the mound. Coming in for Chris Anglin, the starter. 2-1 pitch is strike two. Puts a changeup over. Two balls and two strikes. Looks like Jose Montilla is getting loose down there for Augusta as he works on his minor league rehab assignment. Two balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch. And Morton takes one inside. 3-2. Third at bat for him today. This is his third full count he has faced. See if he can work himself on this time. Need base runners. Schneider's 3-2 pitch, a bouncing ball foul. Now he's snagged up by a fan right up along the railing. This is something Morton's been good at. And these tough two-strike counts, he has fouled off plenty of pitches looking for that mistake here. Full ball to him. Here's the 3-2, and it's fouled back again. Right on cue, he's on it. Looking for a mistake from Schneider, and it's that plate discipline, recognition at the plate, and that comfortability to short up your swing that make a difference for a hitter like Morton, and you will see the results over time. 3-2 pitch, a swing and a tapper off of Morton as it dives up along the first base line. Still 3-2 as Morton has fouled off three consecutive pitches. Trying to get on for Geraldo Quintero. Moondogs down 5-3. They're being out hit 8-6. They also have two errors in this game. First time they've had multiple errors in a couple of weeks. 3-2. Morton shoots one back up the middle, and Caden Morton delivers again. Long nine-pitch battle, and Mort earns the base hit. Another example of professional at-bat right there. Big league hitting from Caden Mort. Puts himself on for Geraldo Quintero. And that's what will happen. If you foul off consecutive pitches, eventually you are going to get a mistake, whether it be in the form of a pitch outside the zone or one right down the middle, and Morton did not miss that one. He's now at first base for Quintero. First pitch to him. Is too low. One ball and no strikes. Quintero has reached once via walk. Eventually came around to score. 1-0 offering. Quintero takes a strike. Puts a fastball on the inside part. 1-1. Geraldo seems due for a hit here. Had 11 of them last week. In the leadoff spot today, 1-1 pitch, a soft tapper down the first base side. This one will be foul. Right onto the grass, one ball, two strikes. And Cal Conley do next. River Dogs 5, Pimento Cheese 3. Are in the Pimento pinstripes tonight. One and two the count. Schneider from the stretch looks in and deals the pitch, and it's outside. And missed with a tailing fastball. Two balls, two strikes. See if they can mount back-to-back threats against the reliever for Charleston. No action currently in their bullpen. The 2-2. Quintero shoots one through the right side. That's a base hit. Morton will turn around second, but hold up there as Mansueta fires it in towards third. Back-to-back two-strike hits for Augusta to start the seventh inning. Morton and now Quintero, and it'll be Cal Conley coming up with the tying runs on. One that was on the inner park, Quintero was looking for it. Is that where Schneider was continually working against him? Unable to get the bat head out in front to sneak one by Perry and Marte through the right side. Now you got excellent speed at both bases. Morton at second, Quintero at first. Augusta down by two. First pitch to Conley. He had a big rip, but he missed. A foul tip that was caught by Leon, 0-1. Conley looking for a signature moment, perhaps. Team leader in home runs with eight of them. Send one over the wall here. Augusta's going to have their first lead since the first inning. 0-1 pitch, bouncing ball towards second. It's scooped up on the in-between by Marte. No-look throw to second for one. Relay to first is a double play. And Jeffrey Marte deserves a bunch of the credit on that one. Played the in-between. No-look to shovel pass to second for the first. And Kirsten Williams delivered a dime to first to double up Conley. Caden Morton did move to third, but at the expense of two outs and Jack Schneider. And Charleston now in a much better position. Conley got thrown out by about a step. That was an excellent defensive play. And in between there with Marte, you had Quintero running right at him. You have that temptation where you might just try and tag him, but then you miss him. Randall Mesquita, the first pitch to him is a big cut and a miss. Maybe got a piece there of Leon. Yeah, got him on the catcher's gear. Yeah, Mesquita was thinking about tying this one up. Those double plays are just momentum killers, and it's a tough part about the game. Of course, you're looking for contact out there. That can be the downside of it sometimes in those big spots. And Charleston, who's an excellent defensive team, will make the play on that one and put them in a better spot to get through this unscathed as the 0-1 is fouled back to our right. For a second, I thought they had a shot to get in the booth here. It's a very small window of opportunity. Literally and figuratively. No balls and two strikes to Brandall Mesquita. The pitch home. A swing and a miss, and that will end the inning. After two straight hits to open it up, Jack Schneider gets a double play and a strikeout to escape trouble, and we are going to the eighth. From SRP Park, it remains the River Dogs 5, Pimento Cheese 3 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything, so get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing subject to change. Terms apply.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
Jose Montilla has the eighth inning for Augusta as Charleston still leads them 5-3 as Jose Montilla will have a second rehab assignment appearance in Augusta through a scoreless sixth inning last time out on Wednesday. Right-hander from the Dominican Republic, hard right thrower. At 24 years of age, has Logan Allen, O'Neill Manzueta, and Geoffrey Marte do up this inning. First pitch from Montilla is up and away. One ball, no strikes. All right, when the Green Jackets, I should say Pimento Cheese, had some momentum last inning, gets turned back. A key double play ball, the igniter of it all. 1-0 pitch, that's a strike from Montilla. And the count evens to Allen. A tip of the cap play that created that all by Geoffrey Marte, the second baseman. And a no-look shovel to second, and he threw it perfectly to set up Carson Williams as Allen snatches it back foul. One ball, two strikes as it gets out of play. Eighth inning gives us our first opportunity to take a drive around the league as well as look at some scores. Some notable Carolina League games we're looking at tonight. As this race has gotten hot in both South and the North Division. Four games to go in the first half after tonight. 1-2 pitch is off the outside corner. Just Baylor, thought he had the call. He did not. Good spot, though. Main game tonight is in Myrtle Beach. Pelicans and Fred Nats are tied at 2. Currently being played in the bottom of the 7th at Pelicans Ballpark. 2-2 is up and in. 3-2 with another fastball. Down East has won 3 out of 4 in Lynchburg, who was in first place entering the week. They're down 2-1 at home currently in the 6th. Salem's taking advantage. They're up 6-1 on Delmarva. They're a half game back of currently front-running Carolina. 3-2. A flyer ball foul the right side. That'll get out of play. Stays 3-2. Mudcats had a doubleheader today in Columbia. They rallied for 4 in the 7th inning to stun the Fireflies and win 8-7. Game 2 currently going on. They lead 2-0. As the Mudcats entering today are in the pole position. Coming down the stretch in the north. 3-2 pitch. Another foul by Allen. He's at 3 balls and 2 strikes. It's one of those games for Charleston. If they lose this one and possibly fall 3 back, the chances of them probably coming back to win the first half are not likely, but they can get within a game. They got a legit shot still. And they own the tiebreaker with Myrtle Beach if the two were to be tied. Right next Thursday, a 3-2 pitch. A swing and a fly ball in the infield. Braulio Vasquez moves near second. He'll make the catch. And Logan Allen is out after an 8-pitch battle with Jose Montilla.
Jackets number 45, Jose Montilla. And that's a Georgia 811. Call for the bullpen. Remember, fans, contact 811.
Montilla trying to keep the deficit at 2 for Augusta. 5-3 the score as O'Neill Manzueta comes to the plate. Augusta gets one more win in this series either today or tomorrow. They'll win the series with Charleston. First pitch to Manzueta, had a big cut, but he missed. And so in one. It's been a while since Augusta defeated Charleston in a series, and it's been a while altogether since Charleston has lost one. Have to go all the way back to 2000. And 21 near the end of the season as the pitch is spiked in the dirt. One ball, one strike. For a team that had a historic season in 2021, won 82 games, only lost 38 times. And one of the most interesting marks, barely played any teams over 500 last year because the teams they played the most, they beat up on. 1-1 pitch, a swing and a miss, it's 1-2. Played the South Division with Augusta, Columbia, and Myrtle Beach and dominated all three. As a result, all those clubs were under 500. Only played about 10 games, about teams over that mark. 1-2 pitch is outside from Montilla, 2-2 to Manzueta. And certainly a deceiving stat. Charleston, an absolutely dynamite team pitching the ball last year, as they are this year as well. 2-2 pitch is smoked to deep left, and you can forget about that one. A long home run by Montilla, I should say, given up by Montilla. Two man sweat as it goes off the top of the balcony in the apartments in left field. Caden Morton didn't even give chase to it. He knew that was way over his head. And that's a key solo home run for O'Neill Manzueta here in the top of the 8th inning. That one had plenty of distance. Swung it, stepped on the plate, and admired every part of it. He knew that was going to get out. And that went all the way up at the top of the balcony. Knocked off the railing and came back onto the field. A one-out home run for O'Neill Manzueta makes it a 3-run game. Largest lead tonight for Charleston. First pitch to Geoffrey Marte is a strike on the inside corner. It's 0-1. That was one just based off the sound alone. You kind of knew he had it. 0-1 pitch to Marte is swinging a miss, that one in the dirt, and it's quickly 0-2. Home run number 39 in the season for Charleston. They're a team that doesn't hit a whole lot of home runs, more so a product of their ballpark. 0-2 pitch is on the inside corner, and Marte is going on strikes. Had to back out a little bit, but just caught the edge, and Marte shaking his head, going back to the dugout as Montilla gets an about face from him. Two gone now for Mason Auer. Third time today, Marte has struck out. 6-3 Charleston now, top of the eighth inning. They have a single tally in the last couple of innings. Has helped them grow a one-run lead to 3. First pitch to Mason Auer is a strike as it buckled his knees a little bit. Montilla works the inside part to get ahead. Nothing in one the count, righty on righty. Montilla's offering his foul back right over the top of us. And the count is quickly 0-2. Auer struck out in a key at-bat back in the sixth against James Acuna with the bases loaded. Helped Acuna escape a major mess with no damage. 0-2. Auer takes a called strike 3. He pins one right on the edge, and Montilla brings up Auer to end the inning. And Auer has just been thrown out of the ballgame. Said a magic word to the home plate umpire, Jalen Goodman, on the way out. Blake Butera hops in there, but Auer has been thrown out for Charleston. And we'll head to the bottom of the eighth inning. He's out. He's still upset about it. But the River Dogs add another one on the home run by Mansueta. And the inning is over. 6-3 Charleston, the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Beating them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Charleston adds another one on a booming home run by O'Neal Mansueta. 6-3 River Dogs on top as Jack Schneider is set to pitch as Mason Auer, who was just tossed from the ball game, is running back into the clubhouse. We cannot continue play until he reaches there. So briefly while he departs towards the clubhouse in left center, and Charleston on top 6-3. Brandon Parker will lead it off against Schneider. Some Braves minor league scorers. Gwinnett, the AAA team, leads Indianapolis 5-3. Rome 10, Asheville 7, playing football in Asheville, North Carolina right now. Rome up by 3. That game's only in the bottom of the fifth. And Birmingham 1, Mississippi nothing in the AA ranks. Now we're ready to go. Schneider against Parker. First pitch is swung and fouled. And it's 0-1. Now Mason Auer said something that Jalen Goodman did not like, and as a result, threw him out immediately. As he is ejected and might not matter, probably wasn't going to get another at-bat, perhaps. Hey, this game's going at the moment. We'll see, though. 0-1 pitch. Big cut and a miss by Parker. 0-2. Now, Schneider has yet to allow anything out of the bullpen, working on his third inning. Has put two base runners on against him in the last couple of frames, but nobody has scored. 0-2. Parker fouled one back. Quick hands to the ball and sends it back into the netting. 0-2 still. Roldy Munoz has a ball. He's playing catch in the bullpen for the Pimento Cheese. Charleston win today. They've got a chance to rally from losing the first three to earn a split tomorrow. 0-2 pitch, a foul back again. Just able to hang in there. Trying to start a rally any way possible here. Infield playing fully back for Charleston. Normal depth defensively for the outfielders. 0-2 pitch is high from Schneider. 1-2. Now what was his 40th pitch out of the pen? He's thrown 28 into strike zone. Every base runner but one was a walk. Three singles. One free pass. 1-2. Parker swings and misses. He gets wiped out in a slider by Schneider, and there is one gone. Third strikeout today for Brandon Parker. Here comes Stephen Pelini.
Roberts, number 36, Negro, Fred Witts. And now batting, center fielder number one, Stephen Pelini.
Pelini bats from the left side against the right-hander Schneider. First pitch coming home is too low. One ball and no strikes. Schneider from Western Carolina University, undrafted free agent, but he's been a good find for the Tampa Bay organization the way he's throwing here. 1-0 pitch, sharply hit, left side, base hit for Pelini. His first of the game, there's a one-out base runner. Brings Braulio Vasquez to the plate, moves the tying run to the on-deck area. Pelini goes the opposite way. Something about Charleston pitching. He has seen the ball well. Nice piece of hitting going the other way with that one. Braulio Vasquez now trying to bring the tying running counter Brian Klein to the plate. First pitch is a big bouncer foul down the third base side. No balls and one strike to Vasquez, who does have a double in this game. Sacramento Cheese now with four hits off of Schneider. No runs for it, though, yet. Each team has nine hits apiece, but Charleston has made the most of theirs. They have scored six times with a pair of home runs. The 0-1 pitch. Vasquez sends one in the air to center. Going back on it is Schnell. He'll have plenty of room. As he'll circle underneath, make the catch, and there are two gone. Just in on his hands a little bit.
Number 40, Rodriguez, Christy Malby. Number 45,
Montia,
Justin Walden.
And Brian Klein now with two outs. Who had a hit last time up. Bottom portion of the order for Augusta has done some damage today. All the runs have scored from their top four hitters, but everyone in the bottom portion has found their way on, for the exception of Victor De Hoyos, who did hit the ball hard his last time up. He's looking to come up here at the tying run as Klein fouls one back out of play. Bounces down to the first few rows, nothing in one. Klein has reached twice today. Average just under 240 for Brian, who's made the most of his opportunities this year. 0-1 pitch, Klein checked his swing, not going to matter. A strike call in the inside corner. 0-2. Trying to make things interesting here in the eighth inning. Riverdog 6, Pimento Cheese 3. 0-2 pitch. Is down and away. Klein laid off. 1-2. Do it again one more time for the finale at 1:35. Final day game here at SRP Park in 2022. Weather getting a little hotter. We're going to have mostly night games here from here on out. 1-2 pitch. Klein rolls one to first. Backing up and gloving is Perry. He'll touch first, and that will do it for the Pimento Cheese in the eighth inning. They get a one-out hit from Pelini, but nothing more than that, and we head to the ninth, where it's still 6-3 Charleston on the River Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Sales will end after 3 outs of this half inning.
Great smile. And Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
From SRP Park, 6-3 Charleston on top of Augusta. Roldy Munoz has the ninth for the Pimento Cheese, making his 16th appearance on the season. Hard-throwing right-hander will get Carson Williams, Billy Vasquez, and Nick Schnell, who gets in the box right before 9 seconds hit the timer. No automatic strike there as Munoz faces Williams. First pitch is up and away. Ball one to the Charleston shortstop. Two hits for him today, a double and a homer, has come around to score each time. Last time came as a big insurance run. 1-0 pitch, that's a strike, knee high. Williams clenches his teeth and not in agreement, but accepts the call. One ball, one strike. Munoz, big time fastball, slider, changeup combo. 1-1, pass ball, blazed it by him at 98, 1-2. A big time life on that heater. And he throws it very effortlessly. It really can deceive hitters. A 1-2 pitch. Fastball outside. It tailed off the plate. Two balls, two strikes. Last appearance for Munoz was last week in Columbia. He took the loss as part of that walk-off defeat on Sunday. 2-2. A bouncing ball on two hops to the third. Over there to play is Quintero. High throw, but Vasquez able to hold the bag. No, he pulled his foot. Vasquez took his foot off the base too soon, and Williams is going to be safe. Vasquez staring down base umpire Charles Willing. He does not agree, and he's still speaking to him about it. And it looked like he did take that foot off, but hard to tell if he did right at the moment in which Williams got there. And as a result, that's going to be an error. You'd figure on Braulio Vasquez, the throw was good. Had to lean a little bit out for him, but as a result, Williams is on for the third time today. And you hope that doesn't come back to haunt him. Munoz now looking for a double play ball. Willie Vasquez the batter. First pitch bullseye as he gives him the heater. And one of those odd plays. You take your foot off the base as a first baseman because of that fear that a runner might run it over. You get that tangled up play. 0-1 pitch. A number back towards the mound. Right side. This one will roll foul as it'll be touched by De Hoyos and foul ground. 0-2. They have given that as an error to Braulio Vasquez. And the count is 0-2 to Willie Vasquez. Just got to make sure that doesn't come back to haunt you, because that would be one you look back on and say what it could have, should have. What should have been an out, but the penalty cheese down by three. Going to need to keep the River Dogs off the board here and hope the 8-9-1 hitters can get something started next half inning. Three errors tonight for Augusta. Haven't seen this in a while. Throw over to first. Munoz snaps it there, but back with a dive is Carson Williams. This has been a team that's been so good on the defensive end. Just a few mistakes today that you could easily take off the board. And right now, a couple of runs that did come in off the error back in the second. Looming large here. The 0-1, or the 0-2 pitch, I beg your pardon, is fouled back to the netting. Still 0-2. He was more of a fly ball pitcher by trade because of what he throws with that hard fastball. Easier to drive a fast-moving pitch. Look at that slider changeup he'll throw. 0-2. A ground ball towards third. Got a chance here as Quintero knocks it down with a slide. They're only going to get one out at first, or second base, I beg your pardon. Had a range over far enough to knock it down and got him quickly. Had a tough time getting out of his glove, though. And able to tunnel it off to get Williams at second as Klein was covering the bag. Had to make sure he got an out somewhere, and they do at first. So Vasquez will take Williams' spot. And that'll be Nick Schnell, who started this game off roaring with two hits, including a home run, has been retired in his last two. And a ground out and a strikeout. Munoz against the lefty. Schnell, first pitch is down and in. And it's one ball and no strikes. Former top outfield prospect in the high school ranks from the state of Indiana, Nick Schnell, has had an excellent week here in the CSRA. 1-0 pitch, a foul back. Schnell had a mighty cut at one. That's the mentality he gets sometimes as a hitter, considering the role he's on. He's got three home runs this week. And you have that kind of week in series, sometimes it's hard to stay shortened up. You're always feeling like you can do a lot of damage with every pitch. 1-1. A swing and a miss. Another mighty rip at 1-1-2 as Munoz got a fastball by him. Munoz a stare down to first. Keeping an eye on Willie Vasquez. He's stolen 10 bases this year. Has not been caught. Might be looking to take one here. One ball, two strikes. Munoz kicks and deals as Schnell strikes out swinging. Got him with a slider. He left one up a little bit, but Schnell unable to time it. And Munoz has the second out of the inning as Nathan Perry comes up.
Thank you for coming out to the ballpark tonight. Now batting first baseman, Nathan Perry.
Former Houston Astro farmhand, Nathan Perry, first year at the Rays system. As Munoz faces the first baseman with two outs in the inning. First pitch from Munoz is grounded towards second. Klein moves over. He'll underhand flip to first or second base. As Connolly catches it, they get Vasquez on the force. And the inning is over. Last call, though, for Augusta. They need three. Bottom of the ninth is next. It's the River Dogs 6. Pimento Cheese 3 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. We need your attention on the big board.
In Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File.
Last opportunity for Augusta. They trail 6-3. Right-hander Sandy Gaston is on. Top prospect for the Rays organization. Top 20 man according to MLB Pipeline. Comes in to try and finish this one off. It'd be his first career save, but he can get it as he takes over for Jack Schneider. Second appearance for him this week. Appeared back in the opener through two innings. Struck out three with one walk while not allowing a run in that stretch. It was a dominant relief outing. Control has been a bit of an issue for him. Got a big-time arm, 39 strikeouts in just over 30 innings. Started the year as a starter, now working as a reliever. First pitch from Gaston to fastball in the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. That fastball is the money pitch. It's in the high 90s. And it was off a little bit for him on Tuesday. That slider was the money pitch. Threw it consistently for strikes as he throws one there, but it missed badly inside. It almost hit De Hoyos. One ball, one strike to the Augusta catcher. Caden Warren and Geraldo Quintero do up behind him. Need three runs this inning, down 6-3. Gaston's 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball way up high again, 2-1. Trying to establish what worked so well for him the other day, and so far not so good on two pitches that have nearly hit Victor De Hoyos. 0-3 today on a couple of long fly balls to right field. Two balls and a strike. Gaston set at the belt, looks down to third, and deals the 2-1. A fastball way up and in. Three erratic pitches from Gastone, and now he's in danger of walking to Hoyos to start this inning. Gastone, most of those root of those walk issues came in the start of the year as he began it as a starting pitcher. The way Tampa Bay projects him long term, but trying to get him right in the bullpen. And three wildly off pitches in a row has him down 3-1. A pitch, a swung on and miss. Big fastball as De Hoyos tried to send it out of here. And the count is full. Need base runners any way you can get them. Ball three, strike two. Gastone comes set, looks in, and deals the payoff. And a fly ball in liner to first that is caught, and De Hoyos is out. Jammed him as he fought it off the other way, and De Hoyos is the first out of the inning. Challenged him inside of the fastball that ambushed him, and after three wild pitches by Gastone, he wins the battle, and there is one out for Katie Morton. Morton earned a long hit his last time up, nine pitches against Jack Schneider, but able to single up the middle for his first hit of the game as he continues his nice week. First pitch to Caden's a strike as he goes to that slider. That time he landed it. 0-1. He throws that first strike with a good fastball. Gastone's going to have a lot of life in this game. 0-1 pitch. That one spiked in the dirt right in front of home plate. One ball, one strike. That's a tough fastball to pick up on the way it is, and you complement that with a good breaking ball. Talking about a guy who can certainly be a closer someday. Break-even pitch. Morton chops a fastball foul down the third base side. It's 1-2. Niner fans, after we're done here today, we conclude things with the Easy Go post-game show as we wrap things up here from SRP Park. Get you set for the finale tomorrow. River Dogs hold on. They're going to have a chance to rally back and earn a split. Pimento Cheese able to come back. They can celebrate a series victory and try to make it 5-6 tomorrow. 1-2. And is down low and away. 2-2. Fastball once again not close enough for Morton to bite on it. Davion Will, the starter for Charleston, gets the call tomorrow. Sam Strickland will make the start tomorrow for Augusta. His first time back as a starter. 2-2. A swing and a foul as he threw him a slider that he left up there. And Morton able to go up and get it. 2-2 still. Strickland had a good outing through three good innings in Tuesday's opener. He'll be moving back into a starting role tomorrow in the finale. Two balls, two strikes. Gastone kicks and throws. Fastball up and in. Morton ducks out of the way, and he will see another 3-2 count for the fourth consecutive at-bat today. Need base runners, and Morton be a great guy to have on. Top of the order is next. Gastone puts himself in the serious driver's seat. He's able to get Morton. Walks him or gives up a hit to him. Brings a tie and run into the on-deck area. At the moment would be Cal Conley. Full boat once again for Gastone and back-to-back hitters. Here's the 3-2. It's a breaking ball inside. He walked him. And Morton is on. There's one guy out there. As Morton's on for the second consecutive at-bat. And he'll bring Geraldo Quintero to the plate. Two batters, 12 pitches for Gastone. It's Quintero as he looks over to Nestor Perez in the coach's box. Gets his bit of advice. As Quintero will get in there from the left side. He's reached twice today, including a hit in the seventh. And a two-strike pitch from Jack Schneider. First pitch to Geraldo is high. One ball, no strikes. It's all about command for Gastone. Self is there. Just needs to be consistent with it in the strike zone. Down 1-0 to Quintero. The pitch to him is a strike. Paints it right on the inside corner to the switch hitter. One ball, one strike. Now Stone has not allowed a run in his last five outings. Three of them have covered multiple innings. He's been on a good roll lately. Gives him a chance to close a high leverage situation as the 1-1 is inside. 2-1. Has seven walks this month in just under eight innings, and Walks are still there. He's minimized them a little bit, but most importantly, he's still working through innings. He has picked up a bunch of strikeouts in that run. Two balls in, one strike. Gaston kicks and throws. A breaking ball that lands for a strike. Left one up, but Quintero not looking for it. Was sitting fastball up in the count. Now it's 2-2. It shows you the confidence he's starting to get in that slider. Down 2-1 in a big spot. Able to put it over for a strike. A 2-2 pitch. Quintero swings and misses, and Gaston comes up with a big K, and now Augusta's down to their final out. And it's up to Cal Conley to keep things going. Got to bring up the time run, and Brandon Mesquita to have a chance here. And Conley is going to look to extend this game. He is 1-for-4 today. Into that key double play ball back in the seventh inning that helped Jack Schneider at the time escape what was a major jam. What was a comeback attempt by Augusta turned back, and the momentum has been in Charleston's favor since as the first pitch to Conley's outside. A little up as well, 1-0. Now the totals and summaries coming up for you as soon as we were done here. Final home game of the first half for the Green Jackets will be tomorrow. Boy, they hit the road to Fayetteville. 1-0 pitch. Conley shoots one to the left. This is falling fast, and it will drop for a hit. It'll get by the left fielder, Allen. And Morton will head to third. Conley to second, as there are two in scoring position now for Brandon Mesquita. That'll be an error on Allen. You'd figure it allowed both runners to move up now. That's not the end of the world for Charleston. Most importantly now is that Mesquita's going to get a shot. It doesn't matter if Morton or Conley score. It's all about Mesquita. And the tying run comes to the plate as Conley's got his second hit of the night. Gives Augusta's best hitter this season a chance to make something happen. Looking for some Mesquita magic on Pimento Cheese Night. And from the right side, righty on righty. First pitch to Brandall is a strike as he starts him with a slider, 0-1. A single and E7 on Logan Allen in left field. Again, that's not going to hurt him too bad. What is going to be a hit regardless? Nothing new one to Mesquita. He's got two hits today. He struck out, though, in his last two at-bats. 0-1. A swing and a miss. Chased a fastball down and away. Would have been ball one. Instead, now it's 0-2. And now Mesquita in big-time protection mode. Now Stone looking for his first professional save. Mesquita looking to play hero in a major spot here. Brandon Parker due next, at the very least trying to keep the line moving. Now Stone's 0-2 pitch. A ball in the dirt. It'll stay in front on the knockdown by the catcher, Leon, 1-2. Morton not going to run unless he's sure of it. Last thing Augusta wants to do is have the final out made on the bases somewhere. Got to keep the bat in Mesquita's hands. Ball one, strike two to the right fielder, Brandon Mesquita. He's driven two in today. Why not pick up three more? 1-2 pitch. Mesquita takes a called strike three as Gaston lands the slider for strike three to end the game. And Charleston able to hold on. They have won back-to-back games in this series as they continue to keep their hopes alive of a first-half title going. Sandy Gaston's got his first save of the season as Augusta unable to rally in the ninth inning. We've got the Easy Go post-game show coming up next. Final score, Charleston 6, Augusta 3 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why we treat the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit. No two cancers are the same, which is why we have a dedicated multidisciplinary team of experts who personalize treatment options.
The most advanced cancer care is right in our backyard at AU Health's Georgia Cancer Center. AU Health and the Georgia Cancer Center are your trusted healthcare partners.
Today in Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
Welcome into the Easy Go postgame show from SRP Park. It is a final in Game 5. The River Dogs top the Pimento Cheese 6-3, the final score. Charleston has now won back-to-back games in the series, a chance to earn a split tomorrow night. Mitchell Speltz with you from North Augusta as we wrap things up here on the postgame show presented by Easy Go. Charleston earns the win. They're now 42-20 on the year. 6 runs, 9 hits, an error. They left 7 on base tonight. Augusta, 3 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors. Left 9 runners on the base pass. They are now 34-28. Winning pitcher tonight is the starter, Christian Fernandez, for Charleston. He's now 5-1 this season. Chris Englund takes the loss, now 3-4. He pitched well, though, to finish out the game. Losing pitcher, or I should say the save, goes to Sandy Gaston for the Charleston River Dogs. Now time for the WOW phone internet cable play of the ball game tonight, and that'll go to Brandon Parker in his first inning home run, an early run on the board for Augusta that put him ahead for the first and only time in this game. Parker's fourth home run made it 2-1 at the time, and for the it guy of the ball game, these honors will go to Brandel Mesquita. He was 2-for-5 in the game, including 2 hits and 2 RBIs, as he is tonight's it guy of the game presented by Premier Networks. Now time for our final drive around the league as we'll get some key Carolina League scores and also how the Braves affiliates have done today. In Salem, the Red Sox lead the Shoreboards 9-4 in the top of the ninth inning. They're on the verge of closing out that game. Myrtle Beach has opened up a 6-2 lead over the Fredericksburg Nationals. That game has actually just gone final. Lynchburg 4, Downey's 2. The Hillcats use 3 runs in the sixth inning to take the lead. They are up by 2 runs. In game 2 of a doubleheader today, Carolina leads Columbia 5-2 in the top of the fifth. Carolina won game 1 today in comeback effort 8-7. Fayetteville wins game 1 of a doubleheader today 5-3. They lead game 2 7-2 at the current juncture in the fifth inning. In the Braves minor league affiliates today in AAA, Gwinnett on the verge of closing out Indianapolis up 5-3 currently in the top of the ninth. Rome 12, Asheville 8 at the end of the sixth inning in Asheville, North Carolina. Birmingham 2, Mississippi Braves nothing in the top of the sixth inning currently at Trustman Park in Mississippi. And the Atlanta Braves lost their second consecutive game today in Chicago, losing to the Cubs. Final score of that one, 6-3. Same score we had here tonight. Tomorrow, the series concludes. Final home game of the first half for the Augusta Green Jackets. They will take on the River Dogs one final time. Davion Whittle gets the call. The opening week starter for Charleston will face the left-hander, Sam Strickland. That game tomorrow, final day game also here at SRP Park this year. 1:35 first pitch tomorrow. We get started with the On Deck Show built by Tax Slayer at 1:15. Hope to have you with us as the Green Jackets take on the River Dogs one final time this weekend in the first half. They look for a series win. Took the first 3. Charleston's come back with the last 2. Augusta will try to scratch off 4 in this series with a win tomorrow. Otherwise, that's all for us here from SRP Park. Once again, the final score are the Charleston River Dogs 6, the Augusta Pimento Cheese 3. This has been a production of Augusta Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. My name is Mitchell Speltz saying so long and good night from North Augusta. Have a great rest of your Saturday, everybody. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon. Good night.